This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Smethport, here's Mark Irvin.
Welcome, Owl fans. Here we are at Game 7 of the 2024 Bradford Owls football season. We're in Smethport tonight to take on the Hubbers. This will be the first meeting between these two teams since 2017. Both teams come in with just one win so far on the season and looking to gain some ground here and get a second win and get the ball rolling for the last half of the season here. So far this year, Flynn, where are we at? What are you thinking? We're halfway through. Tell me your thoughts.
I think so far this year we've definitely had a lot of positives to build off. I think we just need to continue doing that, maybe trying some different things, seeing what sticks, what doesn't. You know, like you said, both teams are here trying to get a win, get the ball rolling for the second half of the season, trying to finish strong. And I think one way you can do that is both teams are at one win here. We're, you know, both teams, I don't want to say desperate, but they're definitely going to be crawling for a win here. I think tonight's the night you try some different things, see what works, see what anything whatsoever that can give you some momentum into the back half of the season.
Yeah, Smethport coming into this game, they not only have a new head coach, but from my understanding, a completely new coaching staff altogether, and they're led by a couple of underclassmen. They got Aiden Tanner as their quarterback, who's showing lots and lots of promise. He's only a sophomore, but 6'1", 170. He's shown the skill. He's got the arm. It's just a matter of, you know, getting comfortable under the big crowd, Friday Night Lights, because I don't know if you folks have ever been to a Smethport game, but win, lose, draw, no matter how they're doing, they pack this place over here. So Aiden's got to get kind of used to that and, you know, just the speed of the game. They're also led by Jonah Gonneau. He's their junior running back. He's 5'8", 170. He's shifty. He's got a little bit of speed. Again, he's got a lot of room to grow. He's also learning. Jonah comes in with 5 rushing TDs and 330 yards on the season, 333 to be exact. Aiden has thrown for 483 yards, 6 touchdowns, but 8 interceptions.
I did see that, yes.
So that's going to be something that he needs to. Obviously, he needs to learn how to read defenses better, and he needs to be able to pick up on his keys. Bradford's defense, on the other hand, has given up 50 points multiple games. They, too, they're looking to gain some momentum here and be able to progress forward to push through the rest of the season. So far this year, offensively, they're obviously led by Talon Reese again. Talon went over the 1,000-yard mark just last week. He's at 1029 now, 8 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. His top receiver is going to be Logan Kohler, 27 catches, 420 yards, but only 2 touchdowns, receiving touchdowns. That quite surprised me so far this year, Flynn.
Yeah, the touchdown total definitely isn't where we expected it to be, but his run after the catch ability, he's bound to, you know, grab a couple more before the season's over. He's got the speed to outrun anybody, and he's shown it with the quick passes from Talon that are only 5, 10-yard passes, but he's taken them down the field for 65-yard runs because of just simply how fast he is.
Yeah, and Bradford comes in. They just 4 games left on their schedule. Smethport here, obviously, tonight. Then they have 2 home games, which are Carn City and Cowdersport, and then away at Kane, which of those, Carn City's a pretty darn good team, so they might have a little tough time with them, but you know, I really do think they come out and they're hungry, they're angry, and they just want it. So I honestly expect the Owls to put some points on the board here tonight against Smethport.
And you got to remember too that Smethport's pretty much in the same boat here, only a couple games left on the schedule, only 1 win so far, so they're definitely going to be hungry as well. So I think both teams are going to come out competitive. I think they're both going to be trying some new things, trying to revert to maybe some things that they dropped earlier in the season that they didn't think would work. Pretty much anything to try and get the ball rolling. I think both teams are hungry. Both teams are going to look out, try to attack early, try to get ahead in this game. And I think right now the momentum for the rest of the season kind of lies on this game for both teams.
Yeah, and I don't have exact stats, but I know just last night at the middle school level here, Flynn, Smethport was undefeated at the junior high level, as I said. And Bradford came over last night and got a win. So a huge, huge statement win for Coach Gow and his young Owls down there at Fretz. And I've been there. I go to almost every game there at Fretz. And again, for the second or third year in a row, we really do have some talented kids coming up that I'm excited to watch at the varsity level over the next couple of years. So.
And it sounds exciting, too, when our young guys, you know, the junior high level, even the middle school level, you know, the talent that we have and seeing that it's going to be coming up here, it's exciting, and it, you know, it leaves me anticipating to see how those kids are going to do once they make it to the, you know, the high school level here.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got a score prediction for us tonight, Flynn?
I can't confidently give you a score prediction, to be honest with you. Both teams are real hungry. Both teams only one win on the year. Like I said earlier, I think tonight's going to be about a lot of trying new things, trying to get the ball into your key players' hands. I could see this being a low-scoring game, real close. I could see this being a real high-scoring game and still being close. So I'm excited either way. I think this is going to be a great competitive game.
I agree with you, Flynn, and I'm looking forward to this one. So we're going to step away for a few minutes, and we're going to come back with Kathy Obermeyer at Team ERA, Team VP Real Estate, starting lineups for the Bradford Owls. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Smethport as the Owls are getting set to face the home Smethport Hubbers here. Again, both teams come just one win on the season. Captains tonight, for your Bradford Owls are going to be senior Talon Reese, senior Evan Whitmore, junior Jake Abers, and senior Blake Callahan. So again, those are your seniors tonight as the two sets of captains meet in the center of the field looking for a coin toss here, and then we'll be ready to roll. And if you folks haven't been over here to a football game, when you're on the home sideline, look at that view out there, Flynn.
It's beautiful.
I'll take it.
And with us being on top of the press box here, we get a nice breeze, too.
Yeah, there's definitely a very open, a little crowded, but quite open up here tonight. Also, one of the few natural grass fields that we play on. I believe the only other one we play on is down in Montauk. And Bradford is going to receive the opening kickoff here, which the captain's now shaking hands, and the Owls headed over to their sideline. And if you're not familiar with how Smethport is set up here, we are high above the booth. We're above the press box. We're on the roof, Flynn. So we're on the Smethport side, so Bradford's on the far sideline. And again, that gorgeous backdrop out there, but Smethport sending out their kick team and trying to get some names here for you. I'm sure Logan Kohler is going to be the returner for Bradford. And if anything like the last couple of games, in fact, it is Kohler. I believe that's Keyshore back and also Jordan Thompson back deep to receive for the Owls. And Owen Roundsville, who's also one of the skill players for Smethport, is in to kick off.
Number 30, Logan Kohler back deep for the Owls.
So here we go. Kick is in the air. It's a short pooch kick. It's going to be picked up by, looks like, DeGoyer. DeGoyer pounces on it at about the 35-yard line of the Owls. So it's going to be first and 10 Owls from their 35-yard line.
I definitely think they took some notes from last game when they were kicking DeGoyer and realized they probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's last week's the only time we ever seen a team consistently kick to Logan, but that kid kicked it out of the end zone a couple of times.
He had quite
week.
The leg on him, yes.
First so and 10 for Bradford.
Here we go. First and 10 for the Owls. The Owls in their visiting white jerseys tonight as they're working from left to right on your radio. Talon Reese in the shotgun formation sends a man in motion, pitches it off to DeGoyer. DeGoyer to the near side, cuts up near the hash mark, breaks one tackle and brought down by two. But quickly,
number 13, Nick DeGoyer with the ball.
Looked like the ball may have popped out there, but DeGoyer quickly on top of it. So that's going to bring it out to the 42-yard line. And he was tackled by Aiden Tanner of the Hubbard. So a 7-yard gain now for Bradford. It's going to be second and 3. Talon Reese in shotgun formation. John Jasper, his center. There's a snap. Talon looking to pass. Looks far side. Pitches it out to Brooke Haviland. Haviland catches it. There's across the 45 for a first down. Still on his feet. Breaks two tackles. Breaks another tackle into Smethport territory before being brought down at the 42. So a big gain there for Haviland. So I was moving so far. And one thing I've noticed so far, Flynn, there, that line's doing well. Bradford's offensive line.
And definitely be interested to see how our line on both sides of the ball here tonight. I think it's definitely going to be the key to both our offense and defensive game plans.
So here we go. Reese and shotgun again. He's flanked by two backs. He sends Haviland in motion. Passes near side. It's complete to Kohler. Kohler up the middle. Busted towards the far sideline. Uses his speed. Gets by two tackles. And that's going to be enough for a first down. He's brought down about the 28, 29-yard line. So that's going to be another first down for your Bradford Owls. Owls are driving.
Yeah, the quick, short passes are working here. We saw it last week, and I'm glad that it's doing well here, that we're sticking with it after the success we had with it last week.
So, again, it's going to be first and 10 Owls from the 29. Talon, shotgun formation. DeGoyer flanked to his left. Trips near side. Oop, there's going to be a flag on the field. Looks like that's going to be a foul start against the Owls.
Flag before the play. It'll be a false start on Bradford.
In fact, it is. So that's going to knock the Owls back 5 yards. So it's going to be first and 15 now from the 34-yard line.
34-yard line, first and 15.
Talon looking to the sideline to get his play call. It looks like they're going to leave DeGoyer in the backfield. Pretty much the same formation. So, again, that's going to be Talon Reese in shotgun formation with DeGoyer off to his left and trips to the near side. Talon changing up a little bit. Looks like Smithport's bringing pressure. There's the pike, and there's a shovel pass up to complete up the middle to DeGoyer. DeGoyer breaks two tackles before being brought down near the 20-yard line. So that's going to be close to another first down for the Owls.
And I'm interested to see that we have DeGoyer taking most of the runs here this first drive as well.
Yeah, he's earned his spot out there. He's shown his speed and strength and that he can be accountable. 13-yard gain for the Owls is going to bring up a second and two now from the 34. 9:49 left to go here in the first quarter of a scoreless game. Talon, Reese, and shotgun again, directing a little bit of traffic out there. He's got Brody Haviland off to his right. Kohler lined up to the numbers on the near sideline. There's a pitch out to Haviland. Haviland hit in the backfield and almost breaks free but unable to, and he's brought down. So it's going to be a small loss. It's going to bring up a third down now for the Owls. Look exactly where they're going to mark it here, Flynn.
Number 11, Frank Tanner on the tackle.
Yeah, that's going to bring up a second, or excuse me, third and five now for the Owls from the 24-yard line. So Talon back from the sideline with the play. Owls lined up on the near hash. Talon shotgun formation, DeGoyer and Haviland flanking them both. There's a handoff up the middle to Haviland. Haviland breaks through one tackle into the second line there, and he's wrapped up and brought down. He's going to be very close to a first down there as the whole line was helping push there, Flynn.
And that is one thing I'd like to point out, too. The line is always quick to help get their running backs to space, but also when there's, you know, a dog pile like that, they're always first in there to push them and try to get those extra yards.
It's going to be a fourth and one now, and the Owls are definitely going to go for it. So fourth and one from the 20. Talon shotgun formation. Haviland, DeGoyer again, or Haviland and Langdon in the backfield. Talon takes a snap. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland's hit in the backfield, brought down. They will not get it, so the Owls going to turn it over on downs to the Hubbards. They didn't fool anybody there, Flynn.
Yeah, definitely a rare misstep from our offensive line. We looked good the whole rest of that drive. Bummer we got them there on the fourth down, but look to bounce back next drive.
But the bonus there is that the Owls just showed that they are able to move the ball here. They both ran it and passed it, so I'm comfortable with that. I mean, I obviously see a better outcome, but I'm comfortable with what happened there. So Hubbard's come out now, and they're going to run a shotgun as well as quarterback Aiden Tanner is going to be taking the snap. And it looks like that's Trent Tanner beside him. Takes the snap, looking to throw, throws it near sideline. It's complete to Roundsville. Roundsville's hit and brought down by
Tanner's pass, complete to
combination. Looked like Jake Abers had the first hit and was cleaned up by Jordy Thompson and Evan Whitmore. So that just a 2 yard gain there for
Abers on the stop.
Just a 2 yard gain for Smithport
gain,
there.
Down and eight from the 24.
It's going to bring up second and eight from the 24 now as the Hubbards are working from right to left. Tanner again, shotgun formation. Got two backs flanking him. There's a handoff this time to Gano. Gano off to the near sideline. He's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. And it looks like Whitmore was definitely in there, and I believe the other tackler was...
It looked like Matt DeCasper.
I believe it was Matt DeCasper in there. So good to see Matt out there getting some play. Flynn, we were just talking about Matt over on the ride over in the car about how we'd like to see him get some more play time. So
yeah, there's a lot of younger guys I'm really excited to see get some play time, even if it's not until next year when some of these seniors are gone. But a lot of these kids are exciting. I'm really excited to watch them play.
It's like Tanner again takes the shotgun snap. He's looking to throw. He throws over the middle. It's complete. Complete to Gano. Gano catches it. Breaks one tackle. Breaks across the 35 to near the 40-yard line to give the Hubbards the first down.
Complete to Jonah Gano for the Hubs' first down.
So 6:44 to go here in the first quarter, and the Hubs are driving. So they're going to be first and 10 from the 37. So a 15-yard gain there for the Hubbards. That was a nice-looking throw from Aiden Tanner.
And a couple broken tackles there, too. Definitely something for our defense to pay attention to. Make sure we can clean that up.
And it looked like DeCasper was in on that tackle as well, Flynn.
I believe it was him and Tommy Langan was in there.
So Tanner again in shotgun formation, takes a snap, slings out to the near side. It's complete to Gano. Gano breaks up across the 40 before being hit, brought down again by DeCasper. So he's making the most of his time so far, Flynn. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, he looks great out there. Defense looks all right. Like I said, clean up some broken tackles. Other than that, we're looking good.
5 yard gain.
And just a 5 yard gain there for the Hubbers. That's going to bring up second and five now from the 42.
42 yard line of Smethport.
Smethport again. They're working from right to left on your screen. They're in their traditional orange uniform. Tanner again in shotgun formation. Clayton Kaiser off to his right. There's a hand. Oh, no.
Got him.
That was Tanner who tried to swing it out wide, but he was hit hard. And I believe
that was Carter Cawley in there on that.
Carter Cawley, and it looked like DeCasper was in there as well again. So exciting stuff there. But they are going to give him credit for a very short gain there. But that's going to bring up a third down now for Smethport. So it's going to be third and five from the 42 now for the Hubs.
Third and seven.
Looks
from
like
the 40-yard
Captain
line.
Evan Whitmore out there directing a little bit of traffic as he's talking to his teammates.
And him and Jordan Thompson are leading the team in tackles per game. I'm excited to see him step up tonight.
Aiden Tanner shotgun formation for the Hubs. Clayton Kaiser off to his right, takes a snap, rolls out to the far sideline, slings it out, looking to get it to Ian Fitzsimmons, but it bounces off Fitzsimmons' hand. That's going to bring up a fourth down now for Smethport. It'll be fourth and seven to be exact from the 40. So we'll see what the Hubs are going to do here. It looks like they are, in fact, going to punt, Flynn.
Yeah, definitely a strong defensive stand for the first drive there. That was great. If we can keep that up all game, we'll be in fantastic shape.
And it's going to be Logan Kohler deep for the Owls. He's standing around the 28-yard line. There's the snap. The kick is up. And it's going to be called for a fair catch by Kohler, as he
number
in fact does fair
Kohler
catch at the 28-yard line. So soon it'll be first and 10 for the Owls from the 28 with 4:44 left to go in the game. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport. As it's so far a scoreless game against the Owls and the Hubs. And before we get too far, Flynn, the first quarter contestant for the Togees Touchdown Sweepstakes is going to be Mark Sherman. So, Mark, if you're listening, the Owls score in this quarter, you get a free value pack meal from Togees Family Restaurant. If the Owls fail to score in this quarter, you still get a free lunch special from Togees Substation. So good luck, Mark, and thank you to our friends over at Togees in Bradford. So here come the Owls out to take their second possession of the game, and it's going to be first and 10 from the 30, 4:44 to go in the first quarter. The Owls working from left to right. Talon all alone in the backfield this time. He's got trips to the far side. Smethport adjusting their defense around a little bit. Talon takes a snap, obviously throwing, looks to throw near side. He's got Kohler wide open. Kohler catches it at the 38, down to 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Owls! Logan Kohler with a huge touchdown catch with a beautiful throw from quarterback Talon Reese to put your Owls up 6-0, 4:35 to go here in the first quarter.
And that's exactly what we were talking about in the pregame, getting that ball to Kohler, letting his speed do the work. He busted right by that defensive back, and there was nothing but green ahead of him. Great pass, great catch, great run.
Yeah, there was nobody there. I don't know, did he break coverage or did he just flat out run past him?
I think it was a little of both. I think he ran right by him, and he just decided to let him go.
So the Owls in to kick an extra point. There's a snap. The kick is up, and it's good. That's Caden Keyshore to put the Owls up 7-0 here. So one play, one big drive, one score, Flynn. That's what we like to see.
And that right there is the momentum builder that we've needed these last couple games where we've struggled on offense. So I'm glad to see us come out and attack and, you know, get up on the board here quick.
And also, that makes Mark Sherman, our Togi's touchdown sweepstakes, a winner. So, Mark Sherman, you win a free value pack meal from Togi's Family Restaurant. Congratulations, Mark. So here we go. The Owls sending out their kick team. And looks to be deep for Smethport. Grab my stat sheet here, Flynn. Deep for Smethport's going to be Jonah Gonneau, who seems to be an all-around player out there for the Hubs.
We'll kick off for the Owls. And
Roundsville also deep for the Hubs as Caden Keyshore is ready to kick off here for the Owls. Again, the Owls just went up 7-0, 4:35 left to go here in the first quarter from Smethport. Keyshore ready. Puts the ball in the air, just kind of a squib kick, but it's going to bounce out of bounds, unfortunately, and draw a flag. So it's going to be an illegal procedure against the Owls simply because the ball went out of bounds. So I believe it's going to be first and 10 from the 40 for the Hubs. Flynn, what do you expect? Do you expect some defensive changes here this stand? Or?
No, I think we should stick with, you know, the game plan that we had the first drive. We let up a couple yards from broken tackles, but other than that, we held them pretty I think it was only 20 yards they had that whole drive. We had a good defensive stand, ended up them punting. I think we stick with the same thing here, and if it isn't broke, don't fix it.
I like the way you think. So here come the Hubs as they take over first and 10 from the 35 as they're working from right to left. It's going to be Aiden Tanner in at quarterback from shotgun formation. Takes the snap. There's the handoff. Off to Gonneau. Gonneau to the near sideline. He jumps over one tackle, but's brought down near the 40 by Jordan Thompson. So a nice hit there by Jordan to bring Gonneau down for a decent gain. Looks to be going to be about 4 yards. So that's going to bring up a second down and six now for the Hubs. The Hubs don't play as fast-paced a game as the Owls do there, Flynn. I mean, they go from the shotgun formation, similar offenses, but they take their time, whereas the Owls, they want to work fast. So and something to watch.
Different tempos work for different teams. I'm interested to see how it works for them.
There's Gonneau. Takes the snap, rolls out to the far sideline, looking downfield, gets the ball off. It's complete. Oh, a huge hit. He was looking for Owen Roundsville, and as soon as the ball touched his hand, Tommy Langdon laid a hit down on him and blew the ball right out of his hand. Heck of a hit there by Tommy Langdon.
And definitely one to keep an eye on for the collision of the game later.
Yes, sir. Usually we don't look at that till later in the game, but yeah, that's definitely one to make a note on there. That's going to bring up a third and six now from the 38 for Smethport. Again, they huddle up. Bradford's defense is ready to go. That seemed like it put a little charge in our defense down there, Flynn.
And it's the little momentum shifts like that that can really, you know, be a turning point in this game.
Gonneau takes the snap, looking to throw far sideline. Gets the pass off. It's caught, but hit immediately and brought down by Evan Whitmore. So Whitmore's already tallied a couple tackles so far here in the first quarter, and it's not going to be enough for the first down. And it looks like Smethport is bringing in their punt team.
And I'm surprised, too. They're almost at midfield here, only about a yard, maybe two to go, and punting it here. I'm surprised by that decision.
From the 44-yard line.
But with the defensive stands that we've had the last two drives, on the other hand, it also kind of, I can't blame them.
Kohler in to receive the punt. It's a fake, and he's running to the near sideline. He's looking to get, no, he's hit and brought down. It looks like DeGoyer. DeGoyer definitely was in there, and I want to double check to get the name right here for the Owls. Sean Ward also in on the tackle. So the Hubbers tried to fake it on a fourth and two, but the Owls were not fooled and were able to knock them out of bounds. So the Owls taking over on possessions here with really good field position, Flynn. It's going to be first and 10 from the Smethport 40. 3:09 left to go here in the first quarter. Talon Reese in shotgun, takes the snap, looking far sideline, gets the pass off, short pass over to Keisha, or Cauley. Cauley catches it up to about the 35 before being brought down, so that's going to be a first and bring up first and five for the Owls. So that was a nice little play. That's a little wrinkle, Flynn. I haven't seen that one yet so far this year. So.
And it's the short, quick passes like that that have seemed to bring us a lot of success when we run them.
Second and five.
So second and five now here for the Owls from the 35-yard line. 2:35 left to go here in the first quarter. Talon Reese all by himself, shotgun formation. He's got trips to the near side. Five receivers in total. Sends a man in motion. Pitches the ball out to the far sideline. It's complete for the first down before being brought down. Trying to get a number on that. That is Alio with the catch. So Enzo Alio with a first down catch there for the Owls. So that's going to bring now Enzo first Alio and 10 from the 29 for the Owls as they're driving here again. Owls swapping out a little bit of personnel. Looks like Havlin going to the sideline. DeGoyer coming in. And again, they're going to have trips to the near sideline, leaving Reese by himself in the backfield. Reese looking for the snap. Another clean snap. There's the throw far sideline. It's caught before being hit immediately out of bounds. It took about a 4 or 5 yard gain. And again, Alio coming up with the grab for the Owls.
Seems to rotating a lot of our skill position guys a lot more so far this first quarter. I'm excited. I like it. They're doing well.
Yeah, try and keep them fresh out there, you know, so they have something towards the end of the game.
Second down and seven.
So second and seven now for the Owls. Talon Reese this time surrounded by DeGoyer and Havlin in the backfield. He sends Havlin in motion. There's a flag on the play.
It's going to be offsides on the defense, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be offsides. I didn't see anybody from Bradford jump. In fact, it is. So offsides against Smethport. So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. So we'll see where the ref's going to mark it. It's going to be second and two now for the Owls from the 26. So Talon again over to the sideline getting his play.
The ball in the Hubs 22-yard line.
1 minute left to go here in the first quarter. Your Owls are up 7-0 and looking good so far. Talon, shotgun formation. He has the Goyer off to his right. Sends a man in motion. Looks like Havlin from far side to near side. Looking to pass. Rolls out to the near sideline. He's being chased down. Talon uses his legs, keeps his eyes downfield, gets the pass off, and it looks like it's going to be caught by Kohler at the 10, but they're calling him out of bounds there. So
Reese, intended for Kohler, out of bounds, incomplete.
That one was hard to see. It was a very quick pass. Good job on Talon to be able to get out and get that ball out and avoid the sack, but let him just a little too far.
Yeah, it looked like everybody on the right-hand side of the Hubbard's line and linebackers there were crashing in an obvious blitz situation. But Talon was able to pick that up, use his legs, extend a play, and make something out of it. So it's going to be third and two now from the 22. Havlin in motion. Takes a snap. There's a handoff up the middle to DeGoyer. DeGoyer pops out to the far sideline. He's down in the end zone. Touchdown!
There's a flag. Owls. There's a flag.
But there is a flag, as Flynn said. What
field.
An excellent counter play there. A little deception. And he had everybody from Smethport moving this way to the near sideline. Meanwhile, DeGoyer went to the far sideline.
Unsung block in the back.
And they're going to call a block in the back against Owls. Sort of remain third down, and we'll get where they're going to mark the ball at. I didn't see that at all, Flynn.
I didn't catch that one either. I was watching the goalie hit the edge there. He hit a beautiful run. You know, a shame he gets called back. But, you know, move on, do it again.
Yeah, DeGoyer really showed his shiftiness there as he started up the middle about a yard, then bounced it to the far sideline outside and just blew by everybody. Nobody even touched him there. But that's going to bring up now a third down and nine from the 22. 30 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
Third down and nine.
Reese, shotgun formation. He's got Tommy Langdon off to his right. Trips to the far sideline, leaving Logan Kohler by himself over here on the near sideline. Talon takes a snap, looking for Kohler all the way. Looks, puts up a bomb. Kohler's open. He goes up for it, but unable to come up with it. Is a pretty good defense there by Smethport. I thought there might have been a pass interference there as the Smethport defender never turned his head, but nonetheless, nothing there. And that's going to bring up a 4th and 9 now for the Owls, which I'm going for it. 4th and 9, you're up 7, you're on your own 29. I'm going for it here.
Yeah, the way we've been moving this ball, I don't see any reason not to. We've been moving the ball well. We've been switching it up with the runs, the short passes, the deep throws to Kohler. I think it's a great idea to go for it here, try to keep our momentum going.
In fact, the Owls are going for it. So 4th and 9 now from the 29, 24 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Talon Reese in shotgun formation. Langdon off to his right. Talon obviously looking to pass. Slips and falls. Nobody touches him. So the Owls are going to turn that ball over.
Reese slips and falls on field and
downs. So unfortunate there as the Hubs getting ready to send their offensive unit out. So Owls come up empty there after they did have a runner in the end zone, but unfortunately a few plays ago it was called back for a block in the back. So Smethport's going to take over here, down 7-0. 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. First and 10 from the 37-yard line.
You know, our defense did amazing those first two drives. Like we said last drive, I think we just stick with the same game plan here.
Tanner takes a snap. There's a handoff up the middle. Breaks over a couple few yards before being brought down by a combination of Whitmore and Jordan Thompson. Solid yards. Solid game there for Clayton Kaiser for Smethport.
End of the first.
It is the end of the first quarter. Your Owls are up at the here in Smethport 7-0. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminer.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Miner!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
So welcome back to Smethport as the Owls have taken a 7-0 lead after the first quarter of play here. And they unfortunately went for it on fourth down their last series there, and Talon just slipped down. As again, we mentioned before, natural grass field over here. And some of these guys just simply aren't used to playing on the natural grass. So the Hubbers are going to take over. It's going to be 2nd and 5 from the 43. Tanner takes a snap, rolls to the near sideline, and he's brought down in the backfield by Evan Whitmore. So obviously a design quarterback run there, but Whitmore from his middle linebacker position was able to bring him down for a loss. So
number 54, Evan Whitmore on the stop.
Whitmore really showed some speed there, Flynn.
Yeah, he's got the speed. He's got the athleticism. I've got him at 5 tackles already so far through, you know, one quarter and one play here.
Yeah. So real quick here, the second quarter contestant for our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is going to be Judy Larson. So Judy Larson, the Owls score this quarter. You get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they fail to score in this quarter, you still get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So good luck to you, Judy. Tanner in shotgun formation for the Hubs. Takes a snap, rolls out to the far sideline, gets a throw off, and it's tipped up in the air.
Did he catch that?
DeCasper tipped it up. It was almost intercepted by Whitmore, but it fell harmlessly to the ground there. So that's going to bring up a 4th down and 8 now for the Hubbers from their own 40, and they're sending in their punt team again. way.
And that was great awareness, too. When that ball got tipped up, it looked like there was four or five different owls in there trying to dive in and catch that ball.
Yeah, they've definitely been swarming tonight, so that's good to see. Kohler back deep for the Owls. He's standing about the 25-yard line. There's the snap, the kick. Almost blocked by Whitmore and
there's Thompson. A flag.
And there's a – oh, Kohler catches it, and he's brought down immediately about the 24. But there is a flag in the backfield. They're going to call a roughing the kicker. That was some excellent acting by the Smethport punter. Congratulations on that. And that's going to give the Hubbards a first down on that penalty, Flynn. I'm not even sure what to say about that. Just kind of unexpected.
I've learned to leave my comments on situations like this for after the game.
Yeah, perhaps. But that's going to bring up a first and 10 for Smethport as the teams are.
15-yard personal foul roughing the punter.
Yeah, 15-yard personal foul roughing the punter is the exact penalty. So Smethport's going to maintain possession of the ball. It's going to be first down, 10 yards to go from the 45 now for Smethport. 10:58 left to go here in the first half. Tanner again in shotgun for Smethport. He's got Kaiser to his right. Tanner takes the snap. It's a quarterback sneak right up the middle. He breaks one tackle across the 40. And he's wrapped up by, looks like Tommy Langdon and Evan Whitmore in on the tackle for the Owls. So a five-yard gain for Smethport. This is going to bring up a second and five now.
Number 33, Tommy Langdon on the stop.
Yes. And like I was saying earlier, Evan Whitmore, I've got him at six tackles already. So definitely, you know, stepping up and leading this defense here. He's definitely a force out there. He's the heartbeat of this defense.
Yeah, this is the Evan Whitmore we're used to seeing from the last couple of years. So good to see Evan back in form. So Smethport again, Aiden Tanner at quarterback from shotgun formation, takes a snap. There's a handoff up the middle, not fooled by anybody, and he's hit first in the backfield. And he's going to lose yardage on that one, and he was hit first by Sean Ward for the Owls. So a nice, nice play there. Is I think every lineman and backer for the Owls was in the backfield.
Yeah, Sean got that first hit, and then everybody just swarmed after that. We're looking great up front in defense.
So that's going to bring up a third and seven now from the 42 for the Hubbards. It's going to be Tanner again in the shotgun formation, takes a snap, looking to throw, nothing there. Ward busts through the line again, but he gets the throw off, and it's complete this time to Owen Roundsville, who gets a yard, maybe two. And that's going to be Jake Abers in on the tackle for the Owls. So that's going to bring up a fourth down now, fourth and five.
Carter Colley on the stop.
Carter Colley on the stop this time for the Owls. And that's going to bring up a punting situation for the Hubs. There's the snap, the kick. It's in the air. Kohler lets it bounce. Oh, it takes a nice bounce for the Hubs. It looks like it's going to... the Hubs are down at about the 2-yard line, so excellent punt.
Yeah, got to give credit where it's due. That was a great punt. He got a great bounce out of the two there. That was beautiful.
Yep, so that's going to be first and 10 from the – they're going to mark it at the 3. So first and 10 from the 3 for the Owls. 9:02 left to go here in the first half. Your Bradford Owls were up 7-0 so far. Because they're going to be working from their own end zone to start this drive.
And I think the way we've been moving the ball, I think starting on the 3 here really isn't going to make much of a difference for us.
So the Owls coming in with the play call. Talon Reese, in fact, and he sends three receivers, so trips to the near sideline. Reese in shotgun formation from his own end zone. Takes the snap, looking to the far sideline. And it's complete to Logan Kohler. He's going to be close to a first down before being pushed out of bounds. It's going to be 8, maybe 9 yards there. So that'll give the Owls a little breathing room.
Yeah, it's something as small as that. You know, give them a little bit more room to work, give them a little more options on the offensive side here.
And an excellent throw by Reese on there. I mean, the only one that was going to touch that ball was either the receiver or it was going to be incomplete. So excellent, excellent throw by Talon Reese. So Reese, again in shotgun formation, yelling out some directions to his line. There's the snap, looking to throw again, looks to the far sideline, gets it off. It's complete to Kohler at the 30. Kohler's hit immediately and brought down, but it's going to be another first down for the Owls.
And he took quite a hit from two different guys there after he caught that ball. What a great job for him for holding on to that.
Yeah, excellent job by Kohler there. And even better throw again.
Yeah, his arm is looking beautiful.
Talon hit him perfectly in stride, you know, 20 yards downfield. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 now from the Owls from the 33. As they're working from right to left, Talon in shotgun formation, looking to throw again. This time he swings it out to Haviland. Haviland catches it behind the line of scrimmage, pulls over one defender before being brought down for a positive game, maybe only a yard or two, but he took initial contact behind the line there.
And really pass heavy this first drive of the second quarter. I like it. We're looking great. This offensive line has given everybody time for the plays to formulate, given Talon time to, you know, make beautiful throws.
Yeah, and Smethport hasn't been able to stop the pass yet, and they've shown a little bit of confusion out there, so stick with it. I'm okay with this. Talon Reese and shotgun. He's flanked by Haviland and Langdon. This time a handoff to Langdon up the middle. Langdon breaks, cuts 40 across midfield, bulls over one and brought down about the 43-yard line, so it's going to be another first down for the Owls. A big run by Tommy Langdon. Flynn, that might be a candidate for a collision there that we're going to have to keep an eye on.
That was just ruthless. He ran him over like it was
ruthless.
Nothing.
That's perfect. That was, he was looking for contact there. I love it. So it's going to be first and 10 now for the Owls from the Hubbers 44. Talon, shotgun formation. He's got Haviland and Langdon again on either side. This time looking to throw. Swings out to the far sideline. It's caught by Jordan Thompson about the 39, and Thompson brought down immediately. So that's going to be about a 5 or 6 yard gain there for the Owls. So it's going to bring up second down now as there's 7 minutes left to go in the half. The Owls are up 7-0 here in Smethport.
Into about six on the play, second down four.
So officially a six-yard gain as Talon takes a snap from shotgun. There's a handoff up the middle, this time to Nick DeGoyer. DeGoyer, a couple tough sled, and he gets 13, near Nick the first DeGoyer, down, but just not quite there. So we'll credit him with three yards there. So that's going to bring up a third and one now for the Owls as they're looking to push the pace here a little bit.
And I think right now, too, us being on the 30, 35-yard line, this is definitely four-down territory. Even if we don't get it here, our offense has been moving the ball extraordinarily well. We go for it here.
I agree. Talon and shotgun again flanked, this time by DeGoyer on his right and Haviland on his left. Takes a snap. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland up the middle breaks one arm tackle and across near the 30. He's going to get the first down there for the Owls. So a fresh set of downs coming up for Bradford as the clock continues to tick here. There's just under 6 minutes to go now here in the first half. Talon quickly gets his play call from the sideline. He's in shotgun again. This time Haviland and DeGoyer swap spots beside Talon in the backfield.
Keyshore out wide here, too.
Talon takes a snap. Another perfect snap by John Jasper. Talon looking to, he's going deep. He's got a man open. He's got Kohler. Kohler comes up with it before being knocked down. They're going to mark him down at the 2 yard line, so nearly.
30,
but
Kohler,
once again, Flint. Another perfect throw.
This connection right now between Talon Reese and Logan Kohler is just electric, and I don't think you can move away from this.
Another great thing I noticed on that one is Kohler was very aggressive, and he went up and caught that ball at the high point and was able to come down with it. And surprised he didn't fall into the end zone. But here we go, first and goal from the one for the Owls. Talon, shotgun formation again, takes a snap, looking to throw. Throws it near sideline. He's got Keyshore open for the touchdown. Caden Keyshore, a one-yard catch from Talon Reese to put your Owls up 13-0 here with 4:58 left to go in the first quarter. The Owls send their kick team out to try to tack on the extra point. And with that score, Flynn, that's going to make Judy Larson our Togi's touchdown sweepstake winner. So, Judy, congratulations. You have won a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant.
2 for 2 on the sweepstakes so far.
Keyshore in to kick. The kick is blocked. So unfortunately, that's knocked down, but that's still, the Owls are going to be up 13-0, 4:58 left to go here in the first half. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smith Quarry here in the booth. I'm Mark Irvin. Joining me is Flynn Irvin, as we are so far watching the Owls have their way with Smethport here at the Smethport Hubbard Stadium. 4:58 left to go in the first half, and your Owls have taken a 13-0 lead. As the Owls kick teams in, Keyshore again in with the kick duties. And the ball is up. It looks like another flip kick, and it's caught and immediately went down about the 38-yard line. So Bradford not wanting to kick off to Smethport's return men either, Flynn.
And right now, with how well our defense has looked, both the our linebackers are looking great, Evan Whitmore especially. Our defensive lines look great. They have not got anything going on offense. Right now, the squib kicks like that, giving them a little bit better field position, I think right now that just doesn't matter. We're not giving them any success on offense. I think our defense is standing strong.
So it's going to be 1st and 10 now from the 38 from Smethport as they're working from left to right here. Smethport only had 10 men on the field, so they bring in their 11th guy. There's the snap. There's a handoff. He breaks off to the near sideline. Breaks the tackle across the 50 and out about the 45. That was Jonah Gano on the carry for the Hubs, and he was pushed out of bounds by Keyshore, but not before a 15-yard gain as the Hubs put the ball in Owls territory. So it's going to be 1st and 10 now from the 45. And that was just a nice run by Gano there, Flynn. I mean, he made a move, and he broke one tackle, and the Owls tried the arm tackle, and he ran right through it.
Yeah, so good blocking up front and the ability to bounce outside there, just a great play.
So Tanner, shotgun formation, looking to take the snap. He does. There's another handoff this time. Gano goes up the middle, but he's hit hard and brought down maybe a gain of 1. But that's Evan Whitmore again with a big hit in there for the Owls. So like you said before, Whitmore really making his presence felt over here tonight.
And even little, big hits like that, even if we give up a game, big hits like that are a good momentum shift as well. And I think, keeping the momentum on our side this game is really, really going to help us out in the long run.
So it's going to be 2nd and 8 now from the 43 for the Hubs. Is Tanner, again, shotgun formation. He's got two backs on either side of him. Sends a man in motion. There's a snap. There's a fake handoff. Tanner rolls to the far side, trying to get the pass off. He does. It's complete, but he's brought down by DeCasper and the Smethport, the young man from Smethport. His helmet came flying off.
I think he grabbed his face mask.
Yeah, I don't think that was intentional at all whatsoever, but it is going to be a personal foul, I'm guessing. So we'll see as the refs are huddled together here.
And one thing I'd like to mention, too, while we have a second, is, we're rotating some guys in and out, I've noticed, every once in a while, but we are really setting the edge well on the defensive line here. We're keeping them contained inside for those runs that we can get them behind in the backfield, but on those runs like that where he's, having to bounce outside or a runner bounces outside, we're setting the edge well. We're not giving them much in the running game. And I want to shout out our whole defensive line. We're doing phenomenal so far, in my opinion.
I agree with you, Flynn. So after that personal foul face mask there, it's going to give the Hubbers a 1st and 10 from their own 23. There's a snap, direct snap, and it was a direct snap to Jonah Gano, who took off to the near sideline, and he takes it about 10 yards, nearly to a first down. They're going to mark him down about the 12-yard line, so it's going to be 2nd and 8 now for the Hubs. That was a nice-looking play there by Smethport. kind of caught Bradford off guard.
Second and one, it looks like. I think they marked it as.
Yeah, officially going to be second and one here. 3:30 left to go in the first half.
You know,
your Owls are up 13-0 where we are right now. And that's going to be a timeout for the
first of the half.
The Owls taking their first timeout of the half. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport as the Owls are taking on the Smethport Hubbers. 3:30 left to go here in the first half. Smethport up, Bradford up 13-0, but Smethport is threatening as they are currently first and 10 from the 12-yard line. So the Owls defense really needs to step up here. You know, it'd be nice to see a turnover or you know, get in the backfield again like they did the first couple of drives.
And we looked really good the first couple of drives, a couple of setbacks here this time around, but definitely nothing that we can't, you know, overcome.
There's the snap, direct snap again. Minute to Gano, and Gano busts up to the far sideline across the five into the end zone for a touchdown for the Hubbers. So Jonah Gano putting the Hubbers on the board, 3:25 left to go here in the first half as the Hubs are going to, looks like they're going to send in their kick team for the extra point.
And they did a nice job on that drive, switching up the formations, the Wildcat, the direct snaps, kind of having that option back and forth between their runners. Definitely nothing that we can't adjust to.
So it looks like the Hubbers are actually going to go for two here.
The Hubbers will go for two.
As they have Clayton Kaiser lined up in the backfield. There's a snap. There's a throw. And it's tipped and picked off. So that's going to be Keyshore is able to tip the ball up in the air. And DeGoyer was able to bring it down. So the pass attempt is incomplete. So that's going to leave our score 13-6 in favor of the Owls. 3:25 left to go here in the first half. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport as the Hubs just get on the board here with just a couple of minutes left to go here in the first half. Your score now setting 13-6 in favor of the visiting Bradford Owls. So the Owls have Kohler deep awaiting the kickoff. Back there with them is also Keyshore and Havlin. Thompson. Thompson takes it to 20, busts it right up the middle, across the 40, breaks a tackle out to the 45. So Thompson giving the Owls excellent field position here as that was a 25-yard kick return. So as the teams are switching sides here, I'd like to see Bradford put the ball in the end zone here, kind of break that little bit of momentum that Smethport may have.
And we've shown on these last couple of drives that we're capable of doing that. I mean, we've taken our time and set a tempo, but we've also had the quick, you know, sharp passes that are leading the big, big yards here. We can do it in a short amount of time, and I think we should try here.
So it looks like there's going to be another timeout here.
Jordan Thompson on that last return.
In fact, there is. This time, Smethport taking a timeout. I believe that's their first one of the half, so just a quick 30-second timeout.
But as I was saying, you know, we have 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes on the board. We've been moving the ball well, both on the ground. We've been throwing it well. The quick, short passes, and then, of course, those, you know, large passes down the field. The Kohler, that 70-yard touchdown. I think right now we just stick with what we've been doing. Like I said earlier in the game, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Our offense has looked spectacular on both, like I said, the run game and the passing game. But I think right now we just need to go out, score, and get a little momentum going into halftime.
Yeah, and when we do come back from halftime, Flynn, it's going to be Smethport will get the ball. As you remember, the Owls took the ball, you know, to begin the game here. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm liking the way we're looking so far tonight. I'm liking the way we're playing both offensively and defensively. And, you know, I have high hopes. And you know, it's fun when games are like this. So here we go for the Owls. It's going to be first and 10 from the 45, 3:19 to go. Owls working from right to left. Reese sends a man in motion. Then he hands it off. There's a reverse. Collie flips it over to Kohler. Kohler across the 50, 45, 40, 35, down to the 30 before being knocked out of bounds. So a huge play by Logan Kohler as there's a reverse for the Owls. So a big play, big first down for the Owls as there's going to be an official timeout for an injured player as he's popped right back up. So I think we're going to keep on moving here. We'll see what the officials are. Nope, they're going to keep play going. The injured player was hit out of bounds, like he fell out of bounds. So he was not on the field. So we're going to keep play going here. So
I like the trickery there, too. That was a beautiful play.
Yeah, they've tried that a couple times this year. That's the most successful it's been so far that I can recall. So first and 10 from the 30 now from the Owls. 3:10 left to go here in the half. There's another whistle, and it's going to be Smethport taking a timeout. So you're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport as your Owls are threatening again as they're looking to extend the current 13-6 lead that they have. They got 3 minutes and 10 seconds to move the ball 30 yards, Flynn, and I'm liking our chances here so far as the Owls coming back out from a Smethport timeout. If Talon back in his shotgun formation, this time he's flanked on his right-hand side by Brody Havlin, awaiting the snap from John Jasper. Another perfect snap by Jasper. There's a counter. There's a handoff, a delayed handoff, and a counter to go right up the middle for Havlin for positive yards. It's going to be about a two-yard gain, maybe
Havlin
three. So it's going to bring up second down now for the Owls as the clock continues to tick.
And we're still, still rotating a lot of running backs here. Like you said earlier, keeping feet fresh. I like the idea.
Yeah, Reese in the shotgun formation by himself in the backfield. He's got trips to the far sideline. Takes another perfect snap, looking near sideline, gets the ball off, and it's off Cauley's hands, deflected in the air, and it looks to be picked off by Smethport. In fact, it is. It's going to be Owen Roundsville with the interception to end the Owls' drive right there. So just an unfortunate play there. As the ball went off Carter Cauley's hands straight up in the air, and Owen Roundsville of the Hubbers was able to bring the ball down. So,
and it's definitely a real momentum killer there, but we still got 2.5 minutes on the board. Hopefully our defense can stop him here and we can get another chance to score before half.
So 2:33 left to go in the first half. It's going to be first and 10 from the 18 for Smethport. There's a direct snap again. He busts off the far sideline across the 30, across the 40, midfield, being chased by Kohler. Kohler able to run him down, bring him down, but not before a huge game for Smethport all the way down to the 35 of the Hubbard. So a huge play by Smethport.
45 yards.
Kohler doesn't catch him there. That game's tied up right now, Flynn. So, wow.
Wonderful hustle shown by him.
Yeah, the heart that kid has is just unmatched. I mean, if all kids had the heart that he did, we'd be in really, really good shape. So it's going to be first and 10 now. Smethport getting the ball into Bradford territory. First and 10 from the 35, 2:10 left to go. And again, that was that another one of those direct snaps that they've done a couple times. This time it was the Jonah Gonneau for Smethport with that big game. So there's a whistle as both teams are lined up. And it's going to be a
delay game. Okay. Delay a game
there against Smethport. So that's going to push him back 5 yards. But so it's going to be first and 10 now from the 40 as the clock is under 2 minutes now. 1:55 left to go here.
First and 15 there with the delay a game.
Yep. First and 15 from the 40. Smethport working from left to right.
And the momentum's in their hands right now. Our defense needs to step up here.
There's another direct snap. Tanner taking it right up the middle, but hit hard by Tommy Langdon. Tommy wraps him up, and Evan Whitmore comes in to clean up along with Jordan Thompson. So just a very, very small gain there. He's going to bring up a second down now.
Number 33, Tommy Langdon on the stop.
It's going to be officially marked as second.
Second
and 12 now for Smethport.
And the clock is running. Not really a sense of urgency from Smethport's offense.
And Gonneau looks to be in the backfield to take the snap this time as opposed to Tanner, and he does. And it's another direct snap as he runs to the near sideline but doesn't fool.
Oh.
Yeah, does not fool the Owls as he's hit first by Tommy Langdon. Then, again, big number 54. Evan Whitmore in on the hit.
And that was one of those hits. I don't imagine you can hear on the radio, but that was one of those ones you heard it up here.
Yeah.
That was a huge hit.
That was definitely a hard hit. I believe Malachi McCormick was the one actually that laid down that hit.
It was a Malachi. Good for him. That was brutal. Again, you could hear that one up here.
So it's going to be third and 10 now from the 34, under a minute to go left on in the half. Bradford up 13-6 is the... Smethport taking their sweet time here as the play clock's down to 2 seconds now. And Smethport is going to take a timeout. So you're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport as we're looking at a third and 10 now for the Hovers. 31 seconds left to go here in the first half. The Owls holding on to a 13-6 advantage. And Flynn and I were just discussing in the commercial break there, that was very odd for Smethport to allow the clock to run down all the way till there was only 2 seconds left on the play clock, leaving just 31 seconds on the game clock before calling the timeout. You would think they'd want as many seconds as they could possibly get here to try to get the ball in the end zone before the half.
And I can understand, you know, with getting the ball with 30 seconds here, maybe just running the ball out to get the halftime because they get the ball after halftime. But They started this drive with 2.5 minutes on the clock.
So here we go, third and 10, Aiden Tanner. And at quarterback again for the Hubbers from shotgun formation, takes the snap. He's looking to throw far sideline, lets the ball go. But it's contested and knocked away by Logan Kohler. The pass intended for Bo Kenner, but Kohler again was able to get up higher than him and knock the ball to the ground. That's going to bring up a fourth and 10 now for Smethport.
And that was just textbook pass defense right there. Timed it up perfect, knocked that ball free.
So fourth and 10, 26 seconds left to go as the clock is stopped after an incomplete pass there.
35-yard line.
And looks like they are, in fact, going to be going for it.
I'm quite confused with the mindset here on this drive.
Yeah, I don't. I'm with you, Flynn. So, Tanner again in shotgun formation. The Owls drop a couple guys back in coverage, and there's the snap looking to throw. Gets the ball off, going far sideline. He's got a man open, but it's tipped away again by Kohler and batted around a little bit before hitting the ground. So, Logan Kohler, two big defensive plays in a row, Tanner knocking the ball away as Tanner again was looking to go to Kenner, but it falls harmlessly incomplete, and the Owls are going to take over on downs.
And I think six different people tipped that ball and had a chance to catch it there.
The fun thing about this, with 18 seconds to go, the ball's on. I mean, there's a long field. There's, what, 66 yards to go to the end zone?
But I'm
kind of hoping they let Talon, you know, undo that cannon of an arm he's got and launch one downfield and take a shot.
With his arm, Kohler's speed, and the way he's been getting up for those balls, I'm excited. I hope so, too.
So Reese sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a handoff. There's the reverse again this time. And Kohler, instead of throwing it back to Reese launches it forward. And he's looking for Keyshore and or Thompson. I'm not sure who, but both players are in the same area at the same time. That was a reverse.
Jordan Thompson,
a reverse flea flicker. Some trickery.
Yeah, so initially it was handed like a jet sweep type play. And then they flipped it over to Kohler. It looked like a reverse in the game. Big yard to John last time they tried it, but Kohler stopped. And threw it over to Talon Reese on the near sideline, and Reese launched it downfield, but two Owl players in the same spot. So either way, it's going to be second and 10 seconds left to go here in the first half. Talon, again in shotgun formation, takes the snap, looking downfield, rolls out to the far sideline, keeping his eyes downfield. He's being chased down now, lifts the ball loose, and it's caught by Kohler about the 45-yard line and gets out of bounds. But the clock is showing. They are going
to
call that an incomplete pass as the clock is at zeros, but I think there might be a second, possibly two left on the clock here.
I'm not sure what happened there.
And nope, they are going to call it the end of the half. So at halftime here in Smethport, your Bradford Owls are now up 13-6 as we head into halftime. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, WR Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review.
Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WQ98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome into the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show from high above the natural grass field here in Smethport, as your visiting Bradford Owls are currently up 13-6 over Smethport. This is definitely not the game that I anticipated, Flynn. I thought for sure that Bradford would come in here and just walk all over the Hubs. And I say that based on the Hubs having a new coaching staff, a very young team, and just many, many factors added in. Plus, everybody in the barber shop this week, Bradford's going to walk all over. Bradford's going to walk all over. However, to your credit, on the way over here, you said to me, no way, no way, Dad. This is going to be a closer game than what you think. I'm expecting a one-score game here. And so far, you're right.
And as I said in the pregame, it's either going to be a low-scoring close game or a really high-scoring close game. But either way, I did say it would be a close game. So far, proving me right. It's been a competitive game. It's been fun to watch.
So, again, Bradford is up 13-0 as you join...
13-6.
13-6, excuse me. You're correct, Flynn, as you join Flynn and I, Mark, here in the booth. So far, two scores for the Owls, one being a 70-yard TD catch from Talon Reese to Logan Kohler for the first touchdown, with Kiesier coming in and having his extra point blocked. And then not long after that, Kiesier himself getting in on the scoring with a 1-yard touchdown catch from Talon Reese. So the Owls have been able to move the ball. The defense has looked good. It's just come in spurts so far.
And we look good the first couple drives. I think that we should keep, you know, with the same game plan that's been working. Of course, those last couple drives there, you know, we didn't put points on the board, but we still looked well. We moved the ball, and those trickery plays, I mean, they're working. We couldn't hit on that last one there, the reverse flea flicker, you know, whatever we were trying to run there. It was a beautiful play. It just didn't work out. But that reverse that we did to Logan Kohler picked up, I think, 30, 40 yards, and it's just... Right now, our run is looking good. Our passing is looking good. We're throwing it short. We're doing the runs inside, and it's opening up these big passing yards to the 70-yard touchdown to Kohler, for example.
So, again, you're joining us, the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And, Flynn, also, we're going to be needing to pick a Model T in MVP of the game. And so far, two players are coming to mind. But also, we have a couple contenders for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. One offense, one defense. So
I'm not completely sold on which one yet. There's been a lot of big hits this game, and I mean, there's some of them that you can hear them up here, like here on the sideline.
I can't imagine there being a couple harder hits than the few that I have in mind. So it might actually come down to a coin flip over who's going to get that one this time.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
So, Glenn, you were diligently working on stats over there, both offensively and defensively for Bradford for the first half. So why don't you go ahead and give us what you came up with?
Yeah, absolutely. So far I got Tylan Reese. And this, I don't know why I was surprised, but I am surprised seeing this number. 184 passing yards so far in the first half.
Nice.
Two passing touchdowns that you just mentioned, the 70-yarder to Kohler, the 1-yard touchdown pass to Keyshore. Looking great in the arm. And, I mean, as I just said his name, Logan Kohler, he's got 144 receiving yards.
Already.
Of those 184 that Talon has thrown. He's got that 70-yard touchdown. On the defense, he had that great rundown tackle on the direct snap
to save that touchdown.
He's got a couple pass deflections, as we saw there right in their last drive, that he two in a row got. You know, he was up there. He's got some hops on him. He was up there to knock that ball away. But another one on offense, Tommy Langdon's looked great out there. He's got 29 rush yards so far. He's got four tackles on the defensive side as well. Matt DeCasper out there as well. We saw him, especially on that first drive. I think he had two or three of his four tackles I have him at right now.
Yeah, right in a row.
Right in a row, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you can't go without saying Evan Whitmore.
Of course.
He's got nine tackles. I believe three or four of them are, I think, 4 or 5 yard tackle for losses in the backfield, and he is hitting them hard. He's not one to hip drop you, grab you at your ankles, and drag you down. He is one to put you on your behind. And like I said, he's one of those hits that once it happens, you can hear it up here like you were standing right next to him. So you can't go without saying his name. He's the leader of this defense, in my opinion. He's the heartbeat behind this defense. I think when he steps up, our defense, like today, plays phenomenally.
I agree. Logan is definitely finishing tackles. I mean, he's really driving the kids into the ground, and that's the Logan that we've come used to over the last couple of years. So good to see Logan getting back in form as you're joining us on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And Flynn, again, I mentioned it briefly a few minutes ago, we're going to have a couple tough decisions when it comes to the Model T and MVP of the game.
I think both offense and defensive sides definitely have some candidates that are well worthy of that.
And also the Love Toyota Collision Center, Owls Collision game. I was trying to think back about the last time we gave that to an offensive player, and didn't we do that once earlier this year? Maybe the Montauk game? I want to say it was the Montauk game. We gave the collision of the game. I believe it was Logan Kohler when he ran over the defender
yes,
on the near sideline.
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I think it was an outside run. He ran a kid over right on the sideline closest to us. I think you're right.
Which, given Logan's stature, when he runs somebody over, it's just awesome to see.
Our running backs, him and, you know, everybody else that we're rotating in, Jordan Thompson, Brody Haviland, Nick DeGolier, they all run angry.
Yes.
And they have the ability to, you know, make some moves and make guys miss. They have the ability to outrun you, but they also have that ability. If you get in their way, they're not moving. They're going to run you over. And all of them have shown it multiple times this year. They will run you over.
And another thing worth pointing out, two things, actually, Flynn. Once again, John Jasper, the center for the Owls, perfect snaps every single time again tonight. So John is just, my honest opinion, he's top player on the team this year. He has been doing just absolutely incredible, making sure that Talon has the ball where he needs it. I've seen one missed snap all season, and that was that rain game down in Montauk. So that, and like you mentioned a couple times, the Owls switching guys in and out, both offensively and defensively, trying to keep fresh. So I noticed Smethport hasn't done as much as that. So that might come down to be a big benefit for the Owls as we get to the closing moments of the game here in a little while.
Especially this late in the season, too, fatigue from not only the game, but also the previous weeks, you know, maybe some injuries, maybe some, you know, some fatigue from practice, maybe some kids in other sports or activities outside of this, you know, a little rusty, but I think right now we're doing a good job of rotating guys in and out at all of our skill positions to keep everyone fresh, and not only keep them fresh, but keep the defense guessing, too. We can't really dive in on our game plan and make, you know, we make a plan to hit our weaknesses when we have four or five different guys coming in and out, running different options and different formations and different passing plays. And I think right now, not only with the fatigue, but switching these guys in and out, it's just keeping their defense on their toes.
Yeah, Smethport obviously did a good job in the film room this week. As you remember last week when the Owls played Punxsutawney, there was three or four different quarterbacks that took the snap for the Chucks, and it was the Owls had trouble stopping that. And then tonight you've seen a couple of different guys taking direct snaps. I believe the Wildcat offense is the technical term for it. So Aiden Tanner, the typical guy taking the snaps for Smethport, but Jonah Gannot, their outstanding running back, a couple of times has taken direct snaps, Wildcat offense, and he's made a beeline to the outside and gained some seriously positive yards for the Hubbers.
And that's one thing I've always been a firm believer in for any team at any little level for any sport. Doing your research, whether it's, you know, just looking at some kids, you know, profiles on Max Preps, looking at their stats, or watching film, or talking to the coaches, talking to the players in the barbershop like you do, or even just going out and watching a game, you know, going out and watching some JV games like the Frets games, anything like that. I think right now the game plan during the week before the game is just as important as it is in the game.
Thank you, Flynn, and we always appreciate your analysis and your thoughts and such on the game. You do a fantastic job, so thank you very much for that. And, folks, you're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport for Bradford Owls football. You are listening to Mark Irvin here, and joining me tonight, Flynn Irvin in the booth. Is so far pretty entertaining game, as the score is 13-6 in favor of the visiting Bradford Owls, as both teams are back on the sidelines awaiting the start of the second half. And the Owls took the opening kick, Flynn, and so now Smethport is able to get the ball first here in the second half. What do you anticipate is going to happen here on the opening drive?
I think right now our defense is probably going to stay pretty similar. The game plan is going to stay pretty similar to what we had in the first half. It worked. We held them to 6 points. They were moving the ball pretty well towards the end there before halftime, but nothing that, you know, some minor adjustments can't fix. I think our defense will stay the same. I'm interested with their offense, though. As you mentioned, they did their research on film. They're running the Wildcat, switching in quarterbacks, switching in the direct snaps. And I'm interested to see if they stick with that and if we can make adjustments to it, because they've had some big plays, and it seems like all the big plays that they've had were from the Wildcat and direct snaps.
So the Togies touchdown sweepstakes so far tonight, we're two for two on winners. Is Mark Sherman and Judy Larson both have picked up free value pack meals from Togies Family Restaurant. And our contestant for this third quarter is going to be Karen Claw. So, Karen, you are the contestant. Togies touchdown sweepstake. The Owls score. You win a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. No score. And you get a free lunch special from Toji Substation. Welcome back to Smethport. As some technical difficulties slowed us down. Unfortunately, not a whole lot has been missed. As it's a fourth down play, the Hubbers just went for it on third down and were knocked backwards. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and six now from the 45, 9:21 to go here in the third quarter. Smethport looks like they're going to go for it, being on the Owl sideline, Flynn.
Yeah, and I am. I'm interested here. Fourth and nine, they're going for it. I would expect the Wildcat direct snap option here that's been working for them.
So Tanner takes a snap. He's looking to throw far sideline. Nothing there. He's rushed. Oh, and it bounces off the Goyer, bounces off the Casper straight up in the air and is caught by a Hubber.
I think he's still short, though.
He is going to be a couple of yards short, so the Owls should be taking that over on down. So
we got lucky there. That ball shot about 15 feet in the air.
Yeah, Matthew DeCasper, he came out of nowhere to hit that ball, and it bounced right off his chest as he was going for the interception. So the Hubbers kind of, well, they did get lucky on that one, but however, they're going to turn the ball over on down. So with 8:52 left to go here in the third quarter, the Owls are going to be first and 10 from their own 39 as they're working from right to left. Talon Reese shouting out some directions in the shotgun formation. He's flanked by Langdon. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Pitches it out. It's complete to Cauley about the 45. Cauley bowls over one before being brought down just shy of the 50-yard line. It looks like it's going to be close to an Owl first down.
Yeah, I think it's going to be dependent on the official placement here. It looks like they're going to mark them just a bit short. Not even a full yard short.
It's going to be second and inches for the Owls from near the 50-yard line. Reese takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Pitches it out. It's complete for a first down to Thompson. Thompson rumbles up to near the 40-yard line before being brought down. And that, in fact, is going to be a first down for the Owls, Flynn.
And these quick short passes, the fake, the play action, the runs up the middle, all of it's keeping them off balance. It's working well. And like I said, at the halftime, just keep working with what we've been doing.
Owls in hurry-up mode as they're already set to take the next snap as Reese is in the backfield, joined by Tommy Langdon. Takes the snap, looking far sideline, gets the pass off. It's complete again to Thompson. Thompson catches about the 35 for pushing close to another first down as it took a couple of Hubbers to bring him down there. This time it does, in fact, look like first. Nope, they're going to call him just short again, so... Oh, no, another referee came in. That is, in fact, going to be a first down catch. So a 10-yard completion from Reese to Thompson to give the Owls another first down. So first and 10 now from the 30 as the Owls are driving on their first possession of the second half.
And the tempo is keeping them off balance. It's working well.
Reese takes a snap again, looking to throw. Throws across the middle and just off the hands of Logan Kohler to fall incomplete. Stop the clock with 7:31 to go here. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now from the 30 for the Owls. Because, yeah, that speed and that tempo, the Hubbers look confused out there, especially their secondary. So nice job for the Owl coaches keeping that rolling.
But, and this tempo, the short runs, the short quick passes, too, is going to open up the deep passing game.
So here we are again. The Owls ready to go. Reese sends a man in motion, looking, dumps it over the middle. It's complete. It looks to be to Havlin. Havlin breaks one tackle, bounces it to the near sideline, makes a spin move. Havlin blows through two defenders, still on his feet, down and into near an end zone. Wow.
Wow. They called him short.
Unreal. Brody Havlin just broke tackles for 30 straight yards, I think. Just about every guy in Smethport's team had their hand on him at one time.
I can't
Havlin
believe
refusing to go down.
I can't believe they called him short.
Yard line, first and goal for the Owls.
Incredible run by Brody Havlin. That's one for the memory banks there. So that's the best one I've seen so far this year. That's going to bring up first and goal now from the one for the Owls. Talon Reese and shotgun. He hands it off to Langdon. Langdon tries to push it up to the middle, and he drives into the end zone for
there
Owls.
There we go.
Touchdown, Owls. That's going to bring the score to 19-6 as Tommy Langdon powers it in from 1 yard out. The Owls now extending their lead. 6:55 left to go here in the third quarter. Caden Keyshore in for the extra point.
And it was blocked last time, something to take note of.
Keyshore to attempt the extra point.
So Keyshore in, snap, the kick is up, and it is good. So the Owls take a 20-6 lead here with 6:55 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport as the Owls have just taken a 20-6 lead over the hometown Smethport Hubbers. 6:55 to go here in the third quarter as Tommy Langdon was able to punch it in from 1 yard out after a bruising run by Brody Haviland.
I think he shook off every single Smethport defender on that run.
Keyshore gets the kick off, and it's picked up by Smethport about the 20. And it looks like Gano was the returner for Smethport, as he was only able to return it about 10 yards. So good punt or good return coverage, kick return coverage by the Owls. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 30 for Smethport. Is DeCasper in on the stop there that time for the Owls? I believe that was Lucky Giordano also. Who haven't called his name much, but he has been in the backfield and you know, attracting some players from his defensive end position there, Giordano, I'm talking about. So it's going to be first down and 10. Smethport, as it's going to be Gano taking the snap, as he does another direct snap, and he brings it to the near sideline, but didn't fool the Owls this time as he's brought down hard by a combination of Jacob Abers and, again, Evan Whitmore. So a nice play by the Owls as they've kind of figured out what the ticks are to that play, and they're able to stop it the last couple times.
And we're setting the edge, and our linebackers, Whitmore especially, are crashing down the middle here on those direct snaps like that, and it's working well. After a couple big runs from them from that formation, it seems we're starting to make the right adjustments to stop them.
So here we go. It's going to be second and 10 now for there's the snap, there's a handoff, and he's hit in the backfield and brought down. It looked like Sean Ward made initial contact, but then cleaned up again by a combination of Abers and Whitmore. So nice play there by Sean Ward getting in there and tripping up the back in the backfield. So that's going to bring up a third down and 10 now for Smethport. As they are huddled up, as they take, like you said, Flynn, tempo, they take a much slower tempo as compared to the Owls and their high speed.
And it's given our defense a lot of, time to catch a breath.
So it looks like Gano going to take the snap this time for Smethport. There's a flag just beforehand. It's going to be a false start against Smethport, so that's going to drive them back 5 yards. So it's going to remain third down, but it's going to be third and 15 now for the Hubbers from the 25-yard line. Clock at 5:31 left to go here in the third quarter. And if you're just joining us, the Owls have a 20-3 lead now as they scored on their very first possession of the third quarter. So the Hubbers bring it up to the line. It's going to be Tanner in taking the snap, looking to pass. He's got a man open over the middle, and he's in and out of the hands. So a lucky break there for the Owls as there was a man open.
Logan Kohler broke it up.
Yeah, again, that's got to be his third breakup so far tonight.
It's three or four there, yeah.
So Logan having it, he's playing very well on offense, and he's also having a really good defensive game tonight. So, Logan, have yourself a day, buddy.
Yeah, his timing on the pass coverage has been absolutely perfect so far.
So like, that's going to bring up fourth and 15 now from the 25 for Smethport as they send their punt team in. And Kohler's going to stay deep about the 40 to receive the punt. The kick is off. Kohler's going to let this one bounce as it's going to – there's another flag.
It's going to be rough in the backfield. It's going to be rough in the punter again.
I didn't even see him touch him, Flynn.
I will save my comments for myself.
Another fantastic acting job there. This is getting a bit ridiculous. Absolutely 100% ridiculous. But – there's a reason we're up here, Flynn, and they are down there. So instead of being fourth and 25 and the Owls getting the ball at the 40-yard line, they're called again with another fictitious roughing the kicker penalty, which is going to give Smethport the ball.
Yeah, wait,
there's another flag now I see. His head referee's over giving the business to the Bradford sideline. Is the crowd getting a little restless here as well?
I'm not even sure what this flag is for.
I have no clue. We see the stick men moving the ball way downfield, all the way to the 40.
Timeout, Smethport.
And Smethport's going to take a timeout, as are we, as we're going to try to figure out what's going on here. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Really? Welcome back to Smethport here as we're still sorting through a couple of technical things here. So we found out that that flag after the fictitious roughing the kicker was on the Owl sideline. And we're getting word it may have been athletic director Mike over there. So Mike getting a little excited. So either way, there's another direct snap, this time to Gonneau for the Hubbers as he tries to go right up the middle, and he gains about 5 yards before being brought down by another Parliament of Owls, and it looks like, again, Evan Whitmore bringing in for another tackle. He was the guy on the bottom of the pile.
I've got him at 13 tackles so far right now, so he's having himself a game.
Yeah, and the clock just went under 5 minutes here in the third quarter, so that's pretty incredible. So that's going to bring up a second down and 5 from the 45. Smethport looks like Tanner again is in to take this snap, since they've been swapping between Tanner and Jonah Gonneau. Tanner takes a snap. There's a fake handoff. He's looking to snap. He's being chased down by Giordano. He forces the ball out. The ball's tipped and almost picked off by Langdon, but it falls harmlessly to the ground. Lucky Giordano was putting the pressure on Tanner there. So that's going to bring up a third down now for the Hubbers.
And I think almost our whole defensive line was in the backfield on that play there.
Yeah, excellent, excellent play by the Owls defensively there. So third and 5 now from the 45. 4:25 left to go here in the half as crowd starting to get into it on both sides. Tanner again to take the snap, takes the shotgun, looking to throw. It's complete behind the line. Complete to Roundsville. Roundsville makes a move, and he's going to be close to a first down. Kind of going to depend on the spot of the ball, as I believe it was Jake Abers who was able to bring him down. And they, in fact, are going to call that a first down.
They'll pick up a Hubs first down.
I knew it would. Okay.
Number 58, Jacob Abers on the tackle.
So first down Smethport, as things are getting a little edgy over here in Smethport.
That was definitely a favorable spot on the first down call there.
So first and 10 for the Hubbers now from midfield. Tanner in to take the snap. He does, and there's the handoff to Gano, but Gano brought down to the backfield by Carter Cawley with a huge play for the Owls.
Great job to penetrate there.
Yeah, excellent. That silenced the crowd here a little bit for us. So that's going to bring up, I believe that's at least a three-yard loss there for Cawley. So excellent defensive play.
Second down and 13 from the 47.
So second and 13 now for the Hubbers from the 47. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Bradford still holding the 20-6 lead. Looks like Tanner in to take the snap. He does. He's looking to pass near sideline. It's in and out of the hands of Jonah Gano, so that's going to bring up third down now. So third and 13. So we got an injured Owl on the play, and I believe that might be Logan Kohler over there laying down.
I couldn't quite see the number on who that one was.
I'm not sure what's going on. It looks like just a cramp as Mona's out there, but let's give him a few minutes. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Hold on to a 20-6 lead here over the visiting Hubbers as their Mona's out there attending to Logan Kohler. It's just a cramp out there. She's getting them stretched out, good as it is. Much warmer night than I anticipated it being, Flynn.
Yeah, and the humidity is definitely probably a factor out there for them as well.
So the crowd has gone silent as Logan's helped back to his feet. So good job, young man, as he's going to limp off, and Mona will take a better look at him over at the sideline. But the way he's been playing tonight, if he's unable to make it back in, that'd be a huge loss for the Owls.
And hopefully it is just a cramp. Looks like he's walking it off. Like you said, Mona walking him off. Stretch him out a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised to see him right back out there in a couple plays.
Yeah, Mona, the best in the business, the athletic trainer here in Bradford, and she is loved by everybody that she has come across.
And you will never find anyone that will disagree with that statement.
No,
ever.
She is wonderful. So here we are, back to football, 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Smethport, third and 13 from the 47. And Tanner in the backfield to take the snap. Takes the snap, looking to throw, looking to go deep near sideline. He's got a man, but he's just out of reach as he was diving for it. He being Bo Kenner for Smethport. With
pass intended for Bo Kirkman.
Look, dude,
attempt incomplete.
Is that Thompson on coverage there, Flynn?
I believe it was Thompson, and Keyshore, I believe, was in there as well.
So that's going to bring up a 4th and 13 now for Smethport. It looks like they're leaving their offense out there.
Jordan Thompson now back deep for the Owls.
Nope, they are punting it.
That is the punt team. So Smethport going to punt it off here.
And Thompson's back deep this time with Kohler cramping.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. We've seen Thompson take a lot of these last year. So the kick is up. Kick is up, and it bounces about the 30-yard line and takes a little bit of a Smethport bounce as they're going to down it at about the 14-yard line. So when we get back here, it's going to be the Owls offense back here. It's going to be first and 10 from the 14th as they continue to hold on to a 20-6 lead. And Flint, I'd really like to see the Owls come out with something downfield, a huge play, just kind of get this team fired back up again, get this crowd fired back up again.
And even with the lead here, an explosive play like that, it lifts these kids' spirits, and it's something that can carry on into the next game too.
Sure. So our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes contestant for the third quarter is going to be Karen Clough. So, Karen, good luck. Hopefully the Owls score for you, and you'll get a free value meal from the restaurant. If not, you get a lunch special from the Toji substation.
He did.
There's the snap. Reese looking for Cawley. Cawley goes up and gets it at about the 34-yard line. There's a flag on the field. We'll see what this is going to be. Cawley went up in the air high to bring that ball down. And I believe that penalty is going to be against Smethport. as the refs are starting to huddle together. If anything, I think that's going to be an offensive pass interference. Oh, yes, Flynn, thank you for pointing it out.
The play was pass interference on the Hubs. The Owls declined the penalty.
Okay, so pass interference on the Hubs. The Owls are going to decline the penalty, given credit for that play. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 14. And Karen Kloss, our contestant, you, in fact, did already win. You won on the first play there. So you did win a value pack meal from Toji Substation. So congratulations, Karen. Reese takes the snap, looking to pass, rolls to the far sideline, keeping his eyes downfield, lets the ball loose. He was looking for freshman Lucas Wallace, but in and out of his hands to fall incomplete.
From Reese, nearly intercepted.
So that's going to be a second and 10 now for the Owls from the 34-yard line as the Owls are working from right to left here.
Second down and 10.
And I don't notice Kohler out there yet either, so hopefully he's all right.
I believe he's standing right by coach down there. I think I seen the number 30. So he's just waiting for his opportunity to come back in, no doubt in my mind. So Reese in shotgun formation. He's got Langdon off to his left, sends a man in motion. There's a handoff counter up the middle to Langdon. Langdon breaks one tackle, breaks a second tackle across the 50 to the 45 before being brought down. So another big run by Tommy Langdon, a big bruising back for your Bradford Owls. It's going to give the Owls a first down in Smethport territory.
Finally brought down by number 2, Aiden Tanner.
So the Owls again swapping guys out, keeping legs fresh as Talon Reese directing a little
first
traffic back
the
there.
Owls,
he's in shotgun formation.
They got the tempo going again, too.
Reese calling something out he sees defensively, looking for the snap from Jasper. Another perfect snap. There's a fake handoff. Reese rolling to the far sideline, being chased down. Let's it go. It's in and out of the hands of the goalier, but there is a flag on the
field. It's going to be pass interference.
I'm not sure if it's going to be pass interference or if there was a holding over here. There's two flags down, so.
Ineligible receiver downfield on the Owls.
Okay, so one's an eligible receiver downfield. I believe that's going to be the only.
I'm not sure what the second one was.
Yeah, so the refs don't know yet either, Flynn. So ineligible receiver against the Owls. Pass interference against the Hubbards, then they're going to be offsetting penalties. So,
those penalties will offset. It'll be first down.
Yeah, so with that being said, Flem, it's just going to be a replay of first down. No harm, no foul. It's going to be first and 10 for the Owls from the 45.
And we're lined up and ready to go already.
Reese in the backfield by himself. He's got trips to the far sideline as Kohler is, in fact, back out there, Flynn. Reese looking to pass, looking near sideline, lets a ball go. He's got Keisher open and just overthrown. So there's a flag in the backfield this time. I believe that's going to be against the Owls there.
There's a flag down.
Yeah, the flag definitely in the backfield this time.
I didn't catch that one, but I did catch he said Kohler's back out there.
Yes, he is. It's going to be a holding against the Owls. So that's going to drive him back 10 yards. Not sure who they called that out against, but a holding call nonetheless.
10-yard penalty makes it first and 20 for Bradford.
So first and
45-yard line.
First and 20 now from their own 45-yard line. Is Reese over near the sideline to catch his. To get the play, looks like the Owls are substituting Cauley out for Haviland. Reese is going to be in shotgun as the play clock down to 10. Reese has two backs flanking either side, takes the snap. There's a handoff up the middle, this time to DeGolier. DeGolier busted up the middle, across the 50, breaks one tackle to the near sideline, breaks a second tackle out to about the 38-yard line.
Number 13, Nick DeGolier,
about a 12-yard run there for DeGolier to get the Owls back at a manageable third down, Flynn.
12-yard gain. Second down
12-yard gain. It's going to be second down and 8 now as the clock under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And, Flynn, we're still keeping an eye out for the Love Toyota Collision Center, Collision of the Game, as well as the MVP of the game.
And I think we both definitely have some in mind for both of those on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, the Model T in MVP of the game, that is. There's the snap. There's a delayed handoff this time to Haviland. Haviland up the middle, breaks it to the far hash.
Brody
up near the first down, and I believe it is, in fact, going to be a first down for the Owls. So first and 20 to two plays, and they get a first down, a little better than 20 yards there. So.
And the run game's still looking strong. It's that rotation and switching guys in and out that's really keeping us fresh.
I mean, let's not forget the fact those guys are running flat out angry tonight, Flynn, angry. So it's going to be first down and 10 from the 34 now for the Owls. Reese and shotgun sends Kohler in motion from far to near side, takes the snap, looking downfield, lets the ball go over the middle, pass is complete to Thompson. Thompson comes up with it for about a 6-7 yard gain there, so another one of those short passes you've been talking about all night, Flynn.
And it's the same game plan that we've been running, I mean, outside of a few adjustments here, it's the same game plan we've been running all game, and as I mentioned in the very first drive, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Our offenses look great on all aspects, and we are moving the ball well.
7 yard gain on that last break.
Reese already back ready to take the snap. Is it second and three? I hear a whistle.
That's
going to be the end of the third quarter. So your Bradford Owls are up after three here in Smethwick, 20-6. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports as the Owls getting ready to start the fourth quarter here in Smethport. They're holding on right now to a 20-6 lead. So Bradford getting ready to line up to take the ball. They're going to be second and three from the 27s. They switch sides of the field and they're working left or right now. Reese takes the snap. He's looking to throw. He's got a man open. And it's just out the reach of... That was Thompson who outstretched just out of the reach. So that's going to bring up a third down now for the Owls.
And a third and short here. Our running game's been unstoppable all game. I think we stick with it here.
Yeah, this reminds me of what some of the older gentlemen come in the barbershop and talk about the glory days of Bradford football. You know, 3 yards in a pile of dust, and they just plow up the middle. So.
And even teams at college levels and NFL games, I know you don't watch as much as I do, but seeing old-school offense just power running up the middle like that is so exciting to me.
So Reese in shotgun formation, backs on either side. There is the handoff this time to Langdon. Langdon blows up the far sideline, but it looks like he's come up just less than a yard short there. They're going to mark him a yard short, in fact. So that's going to bring up fourth and about one now for the Owls, and I'm going for it, Flynn. I'm playing smash mouth football here.
And Talon's getting a play call here, so it looks like we are going for it.
For sure going to go for it. The Owls trying to put this game completely out of reach this time as...
The ball's at the 25-yard line.
Talon goes over to Coach Yoey to get clarification, appears. But Talon's going to be flanked in the backfield again by Langdon and Haviland in the shotgun formation. He's got Kohler split wide to the near side. There's the snap. And, in fact, it is a handoff to Langdon. Langdon blows up the middle, and I believe he's going to have enough for the first down.
Langdon again on the carry.
It's going to be real close.
It's
yep, it is
down.
A first
there
down.
There we go.
There's that old school smash mouth Bradford Owls football. I love hearing stories about guys like Dom Cone and John Reimer, and you know, some of the older fellas from the mid-70s that played for Owls football, Flynn. And even the stories from teams they played, saying when you played the Owls, you were sore for a week afterwards. The Owls playing that style of football on this drive.
And the quick tempo, too.
Talon Reese takes the snap as it's first and 10. Owls, he gets flushed out of the pocket to the near side. He's got a guy open. It's Keyshore. Keyshore comes up with it. Across the 20 to 15, down to the 10 before being pushed out of bounds. So it's going to be close to another Owl first down. So another excellent play, I believe, by Talon Reese as he was feeling the pressure coming from his blind side, but he was able to use his legs, roll out to the near side, keeping his eyes downfield and finding Keyshore open for a first down, and it's going to be first and goal from the 10 now for the Owls.
And his ability to scramble and make something out of nothing to keep the play alive is just, it's so fun to watch.
Reese and shotgun flanked by Langdon and Haviland again. Takes the snap, looking to throw. He's got pressure coming. Nothing there. He rolls out to the near side again. He's looking to use his legs, makes a spin move, and gets another yard or so, but brought down behind the line of scrimmage and taken a sack for the Owls, but not nearly as big as it could have been there, Flynn.
And it was just like I mentioned, his ability to feel that pressure coming even on the blind side. And, you know, he lost some yards there, but not, like you said, not as bad as it could have been. They had him almost 5 yards in the backfield there, and he made it, you know, I think only a yard loss there.
So that's going to bring up a second goal now from the 13 as the Owls switch some players out. Reese, shotgun, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looking near side, lets the ball go. It's complete to Kohler. Kohler doing the toe tap, and they're going to call that incomplete. They're going to call that complete. So about the 5-yard line, and Kohler able to catch the ball and get both feet in bounds there. So it's going to be first and goal now from the 5 for the Owls after an 8-yard completion.
And a beautiful toe tap there. That was wonderful to watch.
Yeah, we got a bird's eye view way up here above the press box, Flynn, and we could see it clear as day. So an excellent play by Kohler there. So
crowd didn't seem to like it as much as we did.
Third and goal from the 5. Reese sends a man in motion, takes the snap. There's the handoff up the middle. It's going to be DeGoyer breaks it off tackle and over one, and there's a flag on the play as he stopped about the 2-yard line.
There's a flag.
And look, that potentially will be a horse collar against the Hubbers there. We'll see what the refs have to say about it. Either way, you got the ball down to about the 2-yard line for the Owls. DeGoyer did there as he took the handoff and came to the near sideline here.
And even if this brings up fourth down, I think this is another situation I'm going for.
Absolutely. The Owls.
It's a face mask against
face
the
mask. The face mask half against the Hubbers. So it's going to be, give them a, I believe that'll give them a first down.
It
as
is,
well.
Yep, a first and goal from the 2.
So, yep, first and goal from the 2. Reese then shotgun takes a snap, tosses it out quickly to Kohler, and that's a touchdown. So the Owls go up after a Reese to Kohler touchdown. It's going to be make the score 26-6 now in favor of the Owls. 9:43 left to go here in the game. As the Owls are sending out Keyshore and the rest of the kicking team to attempt the extra point, but Logan Kohler going to be holding after just catching that touchdown from Reese. I believe that's Reese's third touchdown pass of the game, Flynn. Second or third?
It is his third, yes.
Kohler will hold for Keyshore.
So Keyshore in for the extra point. There's a snap, the kick, it's up, and I believe it in fact is good. So that's going to bring our score 27-6 in favor of the Bradford Owls. 9:43 left to go here in Smethport. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport as the Owls extend their lead, and also with extending their lead, Flynn, our fourth quarter contestant, Dave Rissmiller, You have won the Toji's touchdown sweepstakes for the fourth quarter as the Owls, in fact, scored here. So, Dave, free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Congratulations, Dave, and thank you, Toji's, for your continued support of our broadcast.
4 for 4 on the sweepstakes today.
That's the first time since I've been doing this that I've seen that. So, congratulations to all our contestants. And there's the kick by Key Shorts down. It's picked up about the 25 by Smethport and brought up to about the 30 before being wrapped up and brought down.
On the return.
I think
the 29-yard line.
Not sure who that was this time. They get a guy to move. I'm not sure if that was Whitmore or DeGolier, but.
So 13 hits DeGolier on the stop.
So the Hubbers take over possession here after the Owls' latest score to bring our score 27-6. So it's going to be first and 10 Hubbers from their own 29-yard line as they're going to be working right to left here. 9:36 to go in the game. Clemmer still keeping an eye out, and I haven't seen that many big hits so far this half, but I got some in mind from the second half for the Love Toyota Collision Center collision of the game.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, it might be a coin flip.
Aiden Tanner takes the snap, and he's looking to go deep. He was looking for Bo Kenner, but he overthrew him.
Pass intended for Kirkman.
Kohler almost ran it down there on the coverage. He almost picked that off.
Kohler nearly got that.
He was running for that like he was the receiver.
So that's going to bring up a second down and 10 now from the 29 for Smethport. Is Tanner over to the sideline to get the play call before huddling up with the rest of his teammates. Bradford defense looks fresh and ready to go yet, Flynn.
And we haven't let up any points so far the second half. Like I mentioned at halftime, just sticking with our first half game plan, we're looking great.
So Tanner takes the snap from the shotgun. It's going to be a design quarterback sneak, and he goes up the middle. He gets past the line of scrimmage into the secondary before being brought down by Matthew DeCasper about midfield. So it's going to be a first down for the Hubbers. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 50. There's a nice play there. There's another design quarterback sneak for the Hubbers.
And I'm surprised here, too. Fourth quarter, down three scores, you know. This game's not necessarily out of reach, not necessarily close, but they're still kind of taking their time with the tempo here.
So, in fact, it is first down, first and 10, as Tanner takes a snap again, tries to go up the middle. This time didn't fool anybody, as that was Lucky Giordano, Andrew Giordano in there, able to make first contact before being wrapped up by Carter Cawley. Looks like a Smethport guy was down, but only temporarily as he's coming off the ground on his own power. I'm not sure if that's going to be an official timeout or what's going on here, but it's going to be
a timeout of some sort. Well, no signal.
Well, Bradford's on the field ready to go. Smethport's walking off to the sideline. And in fact, it's going to be official timeout for an injury timeout. So we'll take one as well, Flynn. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Smethport as both teams are back on the field after a brief injury timeout. It's going to be second 10 Smethport from the 50. Tanner takes a snap. He busted to the near sideline, but he's brought down after a very short game by Matthew DeCasper again.
He's had himself a game. He's been fun to watch. I got him right now at 6 tackles.
That's incredible. I'm so excited for him. I can't wait to talk to him and his dad after the game, and I know they're just as excited. So that'll be a fun conversation. And that time, it was actually Roundsville who took the the snap from the Wildcat, I guess you'd call it, formation?
It is the Wildcat formation, yeah. You have your receiver come into the quarterback spot here and take the direct snap up the middle or even busting it out to the outside. It is a Wildcat formation.
And this time they got Gano taking that same thing, another design one. Nope, he tries that jump pass, and he completes it over the middle.
Logan Kohler.
And Logan Kohler wrapping him up and bringing him down. He hit him pretty good. And by him, I mean Bo Kenner for Smethport.
Joe Gano with a jump pass complete to
so
Bo
Kenner. The little looked like a little bit of a basketball shot there, Flynn, but it was effective, and it's going to put Smethport close to a first down. It's going to be bring up a fourth and two for Smethport.
And at this point of the game, this is a gimme. They have to go for this one.
No doubt they're going for it. There's a clock just ticked to 7:20 left to go here in the game. So it looks like it's going to be Tanner in with the play call. He may be the one taking the snap here. We'll see for sure.
They're running out of the play clock.
He is. 4 seconds to go. Tanner's under center this time. And the clock's at zero. They get the snap off. They pitch it to the near sideline to Gano. And Gano around the near sideline is able to break the Owls' containment and get a first down.
And a good job there, Jordan Thompson, grabbing his leg there. Not a touchdown, but would have been a big game there if he didn't grab his ankle. So good job there. Still a first down, however. But
yep, still a first down. So it's going to be first and 10 now for the Hubs. They got the ball at the 35 in Owls territory. As the Hubs putting together a nice little drive here towards the end of the game. So 6:38 to go. First and 10 Hubs from the 35. Under center again is Tanner. Tanner takes a snap. There's a handoff this time to Roundsville. Roundsville busts it to the outside. Round the other sideline down to the five. Into the end zone for a touchdown for the Hubbards. That's going to be Owen Roundsville taking kind of a counter handoff. Started up the middle, busted it out to the far sideline for the Hubs touchdown as there's a quick timeout as we have an injured Owl on the field.
35-yard scoring play.
That's Matt DeCasper down for the Owls, but again, looks like nothing major as Mona is out there, but we'll keep an eye on that as the Hubs have now put 12 points on the board. So it's going to be 27-12 now. As there's a timeout, as they're looking over DeCasper there. We're going to give these guys a few minutes here as well to take care of stuff. There's just a lot going on over here in Smethport, and amongst them, the Hubbards just scored, and we got an Owl player on the down on the field. So you're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
U298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
After a brief injury timeout, Smethport sends their extra point team in. Oh no, they're going to go for two here after just scoring a touchdown. Aiden Tanner takes a snap under center. There's a pitch out to Roundsville. Roundsville tries to come to the near sideline, but he's wrapped up by a Parliament of Owls led by Evan Wetmore and brought down. So that extra point is going to be no good.
Looks like Jordan Thompson was in there too.
And that's going to keep our score at 27-12 in favor of the Owls. 6:20 left to go here in the game.
Logan Kohler and
as the teams
Evan
are
stopping.
Swapping sides here, and I know I briefly mentioned Matthew DeCasper down on the field, but he went off to the sideline for that one play, and he's back out on the field already, so he's good to go. So I'm very happy to see that. I also see we got Lucas Wallace out there. It's the first time I've seen him out on the field tonight.
And, yeah, there's 6.5 minutes to go. We're up 2 scores now. Might as well get, a couple younger guys some experience on the field here. We're playing well. Might as well, keep the rotation moving, keep everybody fresh.
Yeah, the fresh legs are important. And one thing that you brought up, Flynn, is even though it's a close game here, there is no tempo, no sense of urgency for the Hubbards.
And it surprised me because this game, it's not necessarily close, but it's not out of reach either. And seeing them kind of take their time and playing it like it's the first quarter is a little surprising to me. But like you always say, that's why they're down there and we're up here.
That's correct. So, Hubbard's trying an onside kick, and it's not going to go the 10 yards. As it gets close,
it did not go the 10 yards.
So that's going to be a penalty on the Hubs as the ball. As you said, they tried that onside kick there, but it did not make it. So Bradford will take over the ball. It's going to be first and 10 from the Smethport side of the 50, the 47 to be exact. So as the teams are switching sides here.
First and 10 for the Owls at the Hubs 47.
The Owls are already ready to go. Like they're quick.
And the temp, it's working.
Reese and shotgun. Reese and shotgun. He's got two backs on either side of him. That'd be DeGoyer and Havlin yelling out a few more instructions. Play clock ticking down under five now. Finally takes a snap, looking to throw. Throws far sidelines. Got Elio open. Elio makes the catch and is brought down after a short game, maybe four yards. So that's got to be the second or third catch I've seen Elio make tonight.
I believe that's
got to be building some confidence for that young man.
I believe that's his third. Yeah, nice to see him out there making some plays.
Second down and seven now for the Owls as the clock continues to run. Is it? Just goes under the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
And I love the tempo we've been running with, and it's been working. But I think now at this point in the game, up with the clock where it's at in the fourth quarter, maybe slowing it down just a touch.
Recent shotgun, DeGoyer on his right, Havlin on his left. Takes the snap. There's a handoff to Havlin. Havlin breaks it up the middle. He's breaking tackles left and right. There's four or five hovers around him. He's still pushing forward.
He might have gotten the first.
They very easily could have gotten the first.
Havlin carries the ball.
In fact, that is going to be a first down for the Owls. Havlin with another bruising run there for the Owls.
And it's like we have been mentioning all game. They just run angry.
Picks up a first down for the Owls.
Exciting to see here. So first down Owls. Ball now on the 36 of the Hubbers. Nearing 5 minutes to go here in the game. Reese and shotgun again, this time with DeGoyer off to his left. He's got Kohler split to the near side here, far near side. There's a snap. There's a handoff to, Langdon. Langdon takes the handoff, busts right up the gut for about 3 yards.
And this is exactly what you want on a late drive like this. Just keep pounding the rock, run that clock out as much as you can, keep the ball out of their hands.
And the Owls' offensive line doing a nice job tonight, giving them the ability to do that. Reese over to the sideline, talking to Coach Yoey to get the play call. Back in, giving his assignments to the lineman and his backs, as this time he's going to be flanked by DeGoyer on his left and Langdon on his right. Kohler split wide, and there's going to be a flag.
False start.
False start
against the Owls. I didn't see nothing, but
5-yard penalty, will back the ball to 40-yard line.
Not real sure where that is. Either way, just a 5-yard penalty, Flint. So now it's going to be second down and 13 for the Owls. 4:07 left to go in the game. Reese in with his play call in shotgun formation. He's got Langdon off to his right. That's the Goyer on his left. Reese looking for the snap, has it. Looking to pass, he's looking for Kohler. He's got Kohler open in the middle of the field, but it's intercepted.
They're fighting for the ball.
Yeah, they both caught the ball, but they're giving it to Smethport.
He didn't even look.
Intended for 30.
That's Bo Kenner with the interception for Smethport. I thought both those guys caught the ball at the same time, but the refs didn't see it that way, Flynn. So, turnover, is that's just the fourth interception thrown this year by Talon Reese, and that's a good one there, Flynn. Smethport's going to take over now, 3:43 left in the game. Bradford's still up 15. The Hubbers are going to be first and 10 from their own 20. They really got to get the tempo picked up if they plan on making a run at this. Tanner under center takes a snap, pitches it out wide to Ganoe. Ganoe to the near sideline before being tripped up out of bounds by Logan Kohler. They're about a 5-yard game, maybe 6-yard game. So that's going to bring up second and 4 now for Smethport. Clock run, clock stopped, 3:36 left to go.
From the 26-yard line.
Smethport, I can see him not taking a long time here, Flynn, as the clock stopped from him going out of bounds, but the Owls are going to probably be doing everything they can to keep the ball in the field of play to keep that clock ticking.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to keep the clock running, keep the ball out of their hands if you can. You know, get a turnover here, get a stop on down. Just do anything you can.
Tanner under center again. There's a fake pitch, and he hands it off to Roundsville, but not fooling any of the Owls.
Roundsville on the carry.
That was Nick DeGolier able to wrap him up and bring him down for no gain. Maybe a small loss there. So as the clock continues to tick, under 3:20 left to go here.
Still not much sense of urgency here from the offense.
None at all, which is just quite shocking.
Third
and 5 now for Smethport, the 25.
You know, the crowd's really into it. The band, the cheerleaders going and everything, but this offense just seems kind of behind.
It's almost like they're checked out. Tanner under center takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw, gets the ball off over the middle. He's got a man open, but overthrows him and falls incomplete. So that's going to bring up a fourth down now for the Hubbers. They absolutely have to go for it.
Yeah, it's another situation. You know, you have under 3 minutes left to go. You're down, but not big, but you're down 2 scores. This is one you have to go for. You have to do anything you can, even if it means pulling out some trick play you haven't ran yet. You got to do anything you can right now.
Yeah, and the Owls just have to be ready and find their keys and maintain their lanes and do what they can. It looks like they're going to play a little bit. Nope, they're not going to play any prevent. They're going to go right after them here. So it's going to be 4th and 5 now, 2:46 left to go in the game. Tanner, this time from shotgun formation, takes the snap, throws it to far side, but it's tipped away by Carter Cawley. That ball didn't go anywhere, so Smethport going to turn it over on downs. Bradford going to take over possession at the 25-yard line. 2:43 left to go here. 27-12 lead. So looking pretty good for Bradford right now, Flynn.
And there's not enough things that you can say about the defense this game. They've just, on all aspects, have been firing. There's nothing more I can say other than we've played amazing on defense. We've held them this 6 points until this quarter. We're up 12 now, and as it's shown there, we're staying strong even in clutch situations like this.
So the Owls set to their first offensive play. The ref blows it into play. Reese in shotgun formation sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a fake handoff. Then he hands it off to Langdon. Langdon breaks one tackle into backfield, breaks a second tackle before diving forward for about a 4, maybe 5-yard gain. But more importantly, Flynn, keeping the clock running.
Yeah, as we said last drive, it's just pounding that rock as much as we possibly can, keeping the clock running and keeping the ball out of their hands.
So with 2 minutes left to go, Flynn, we still got decisions to make here at the end of the game in our post game, and I've got an idea who I want for the Model T and MVP of the game.
No more coin flip. I think I have my choice.
I agree 100%. Talon Reese in shotgun formation. He's got Langdon to his left, changing the play up a little bit.
Play clock running out.
Play clock down to 4, takes a snap, and just pitches it off to Kohler. Kohler off to the far sideline and up near the first down.
There's a flag.
But there is a flag on the play. It's going to stop the clock.
It's going to be holding. Holding on the offense.
Yeah, that was like a jet sweep touch pass from Reese to Kohler. So
holding against the Owls.
The thing with the holding call, though, with us being inside the 20 with this much time left, yeah, you don't want the holding. It stops the clock momentarily, but it also gives us more room to run that ball and run the clock out. So it's not a completely bad thing here for a penalty.
So So the Owls marching backwards here as the refs are
following the penalty, spot the ball at the 33-yard line of the home.
So 1:48 left to go in the game. The Owls holding a 27-12 lead over Smethport Hubbers. It's going to be second down and 17 as the Owls are working from left to right. But second down 17 from the 32 now.
As I mentioned, though, it gives us more room to run the ball, run the clock out.
Reese in shotgun. Looks like he's changing the assignment of his lineman, changing the play up a little bit. He sends Langdon from his right side to his left. Takes the snap. There's a handoff to Langdon. Langdon up the middle, bowls over another Hubber before being brought down at the 30-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third down, but it's going to be a timeout for the Hubbers. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the booth. As you're joining me, Mark Irvin, and Flynn Irvin calling the Owls game here. Well, the waning moments of the Owls game in Smethport is they're holding on to a 27-12 advantage with 1:41 left to go here in the game.
And Smethport did just call a timeout, and I don't know if you heard it from the PA there. They only have one remaining. So even if we give the ball back here, they only have one timeout to work with. And with the tempo of their offense being a little bit slower, even in the last couple drives, this game might be out of reach for them.
So third and 15, Talon Reese and shotgun for the Owls. Sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a handoff, this time to DeGoyer. DeGoyer trying to come to the near sideline, but slips just as he's trying to make his cut. But still gains a couple of yards,
down.
And Smethport taking their last and final timeout of the game here. So they're stopping the clock at 1:35. And that's not a bad decision, Flynn. I mean, it's we're going to be fourth and a long fourth down for the Owls. And I'm not sure if they're going to go for it. They're going to try and kick a field goal, a squib kick. Either way, the Owls have the choice. I mean, they have a little bit of time to play with here. So,
and with them taking their last time out here, like I mentioned earlier, their tempo on offense, it's going to be interesting to see if they still stick with that slower, kind of conservative tempo, or if they do try to speed up the tempo, how the offense and our defense is going to react with that.
So Reese coming back out on the field, so it does look like, in fact, the Owls are going to go for it, which isn't a bad move, Flint, because even if they don't get it, all they got to do is keep the ball in play and let that clock run down.
And the clock will stop if we don't get it, but you can also shave off a couple seconds from a run play here, even if we don't make it.
So the Owls switching around a couple of personnel there, bringing DeGoyer back in for Langdon. Reese, shotgun. DeGoyer to his left, takes a snap. There's a handoff to DeGoyer. DeGoyer goes up the middle and is wrapped up and brought down about the 20-yard line. So he gained about seven there. That's not going
to
be enough, though, because they're going to turn the ball over on downs. So Smethport is going to take over. Smethport's going to be first and 10. I believe about the 21-yard line they're going to mark it as the Owls defense comes out. Try to put a stop as there's 1:23 left to go in the game now.
And no timeouts left for Smethport either.
It's going to be Tanner in shotgun formation for the Hubbers as they're all looking to the sideline for the play call. Tanner by himself back there. He's got trips to the far sideline. Looking to throw. Far sideline. Lets the ball go. It's up. But it's
picked off. What a
intercepted,
catch.
Intercepted. But I believe that bounced off Keyshore right into the hands of Tommy Langdon. So that's
what
all going to seal the game for the Owls.
What a catch.
Is the first play of the drive there is picked off by Langdon.
And that's just a beautiful representation of the tip drill there. What a catch.
Wonderful job by our Owls there on defense. So Owls are going to take over after the Langdon interception. It's going to be first and 10 from the 50.
And with no timeouts left, all we have to do now is just run the ball.
Yep, run the ball down as the Owls are holding a 27-12 lead. In fact, that is what they're going to do. It looks to be a victory formation. Just have to do this a couple of times, Flynn, and that'll be the end of her. In fact, is what they do is Talon takes the snap and just downs it.
Take a knee.
As both teams are moving back, the linemen kind of slapping helmets and hands out there as a sign of respect to each other as they've been battling hard all night.
And that's the best feeling for everyone, even if you're not in on this victory formation, even if you're on the sideline, the coaches, the fans, the parents, that last couple moments of the game where you can get in that victory formation, take a knee, knowing this game's in your hands, it's over, you won, there's no better feeling in football.
So the clock under a minute now down to 45 seconds. The play clock still has 15 seconds on it, so the Owl's going to drain as much as this as possible. Talon, again, takes the snap from the shotgun and just simply kneels it down.
That'll be it.
And 40 seconds on the game clock,
tonight,
30 seconds on the game clock. So that is, in fact, going to call the game. So the Owls are going to come up with their second win of the season. We'll be back here in just a few minutes to wrap up the game, give us some highlights. Flynn, you're going to give us our final stats, and we're also going to name our Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game, as well as the Model T and MVP of the game. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn,
Allegheny Bradford Corporation,
Allegheny Vein and Vascular,
W.R. Case and Sons,
Toji's Restaurant,
Toji's Substation,
Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate,
Burns and Burns Insurance,
Team Minard,
Gleason Construction,
Donovan's Towing,
Worth W. Smith Company Hardware,
Kinjerski Insurance,
and Ameriprise Financial.
This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
1490 AM,
B107.5 FM,
and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Smethport as your Owls have just completed their second victory of the season, coming up with a 27-12 victory here in Smethport. As Flynn is over there doing his final stats and tallies here, it was definitely an entertaining game, a fun game. I was very impressed with both Bradford's offense and defense, as Flynn alluded to many times during the game. The line just played exceptionally well tonight, so kudos to them. And again, I've mentioned them a few times so far this year. John Jasper is the unsung hero of this team, is the center, and Talon always being, Talon Reese, quarterback, always being in shotgun formation. His snaps are spot on seemingly every single time. So kudos to you, Mr. Jasper. Also, just a well-rounded, well-coached, wonderful win for the Owls. I know the Hubbers are a bit down on their luck, but hey, a win's a win, and that moves us forward as we have a tough opponent coming up with just three games left. Is next week we go against Carnes City, who is a pretty solid team, but we do have them at home and we do have momentum here. So I'll give you a quick scoring recap as how we got to where we're at. I have the Owl scores here. The Owls opened the scoring in the first half after a 70-yard TD throw from Reese to Kohler to put the Owls up 6-0. Unfortunately, Kiesior's came in for the extra point, but it was blocked. Just a few minutes later in the quarter, Reese threw a 1-yard touchdown strike to Caden Kiesior for a TD catch to make it 13-0, and then Kiesior in for the extra point. After that, So that made our score 13-6. Excuse me, it's very dark up here. I'm trying to see 13-6 Owls, and that's the lead they took into halftime. After half, Kohler had a 2-yard TD catch with Keyshore coming in for the extra point, and also Langdon with a 1-yard touchdown run. Keyshore with that extra point as well, and that's what gave us our 27-12 final in favor of the Owls. So the Owls move into 2-5 on the season with 3 games left to go. As Flynn is tallying up some stats, as there's a lot of numbers over there. And then just a couple of minutes, we're going to be naming our MVP model, our Model T and MVP of the game, as well as our Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. And Flynn just spiked his pencil, so I'm guessing you're ready to go.
I am.
All right, give it to us, young man.
All righty, so I got 4 names here that, I mean, you could name everybody on here as a great player. We played great on both sides of the ball. But I want to shout out Talon Reese, 298 passing yards, almost hit 300, and 3 touchdowns here. Logan Kohler, 154 receiving yards, 2 receiving touchdowns. And on the other side of the ball, he had 5 tackles and 4 pass deflections, including that rundown tackle to save a touchdown in the second quarter.
Incredible.
And then, again, on the offensive side, Tommy Langdon, 62 rushing yards, had a rushing touchdown. But on the defensive side, 6 tackles and an interception there late in the game. And Evan Whitmore, of course, 14 tackles he finished with. 5 of those tackles were tackles for loss.
So we got some unfinished business we have to take care of real quick here, Flynn, before we're able to say goodnight and sign off.
I think we're on the same page for this one as well, though.
So the collision of the game, that being the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game, is going to go for an offensive play that actually happened right before halftime here on the near sideline. And that collision is going to go for Tommy Langdon. Langdon ran the ball, busted it to the near sideline here, and he made no attempt to go around the defender. He flat out ran him over.
And that
a huge collision.
It echoed.
So congratulations, Tommy, for the Love Toyota Collision Center Collision of the Game. And Flynn, go ahead and tell us who your MVP is. You're my stat guy here.
Well, I think we're both on the same page.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yep.
Logan Kohler is our MVP of the game. 154 receiving yards. That's insane. 2 receiving touchdowns, 5 tackles, and 4 pass deflections on the defensive side. Both sides of the ball, he just shined.
That's an incredible game for Logan, and hopefully this brings some confidence, momentum for our Bradford Owls football team, as again they move to 2-5 on the season. So the final score, 27-12 for my broadcast partner Flynn and our producing engineer Igor. I'm Mark Irvin. This has been Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.